What's popping? Actually, I know what's popping. Coronavirus. Damn. Oh, I'm tired.
Coronavirus.
I really need a couple days off from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Really coronavirused out. And we are in the DealsDiddy.com studios. It's the Drew and Mike Show, taking into the weekend with Trudy Mark, Brandon Zooves, and special guest star, Charlie LaDuff. He's going to come by. He's been, you know, we may have to up his risk number. He's running around reporting on things.
Oh, that's going up a notch then.
Definitely. He's probably a six.
There's other people that have gone up a notch today, too.
Trudy. Using cash.
Trudy's up a notch because she's been using cash. Everybody else in this room has gone cashless because it's gross.
What's wrong with cash?
It's got cash covered in coronavirus.
And
you know what? If that's the case, then everybody is doomed.
No, I'm not using cash.
Only cashless using society. Cash.
Just put it in the microwave for, what, a minute? That'll kill it. Serious, it'll kill it.
And yeah. I'm microwaving my money.
You're still up a notch.
We will be doing Facebook Live, brought to you by Grow Green. They've been stocking their giant 35,000 square foot store to the rafters to ensure your grow keeps the lights on during the pandemic. You can shop the entire store online at growgreenmi.com or call and build your order with one of their amazing sales reps. Once your order's placed, it'll be picked, packed, and shipped within 24 hours, or you can call and schedule a curbside pickup and stay in your car the entire time. The store will remain open until told otherwise. I don't know when that's going to be. So get stocked up now, as no one knows if the store will be forced to close tomorrow. Call our guys at GrowGreen, 810-299-2900. Shop online at growgreenmi.com or visit the store in M36 in Whitmore Lake. And, man, oh, man, we have lost now. Dr. Yaldo is shut down temporarily.
Yep.
Northwest Tech.
Yep.
My bookie. And we had some restoration guys who were coming on, too. That's They're delayed.
Four advertisers lost.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
I know.
This month is not cool, suddenly. Not cool at all.
What about all the people out there who do need some sort of advertising that...
Yeah, I know.
Where are you all?
Well,
step up.
I could mention Mesa. They're not paying us.
Yeah, but
it might help me stem some losses.
Have you noticed advertisers on TV, how they've gotten new ads out that quick?
I really haven't.
The one that I noticed this morning was the Bernstein Law Firm.
They had
a reference to it and how they're still fighting remotely for their clients and everything. And then there's another one.
Wait, are there going to be personal injury suits over getting coronavirus?
Well, I just think if you have a personal injury, you might as well contact
them. They can track
them,
it to people. Hey, if somebody
so someone make a call to them.
Sue them!
And then Blue Cross Blue Shield has an ad that's running right now with
their
head saying that, you know, we're covering testing and everything.
Well, you got to sound current, right?
Guinness had one out St. Patrick's Night.
What?
About... Hey, you're not going to have a Guinness out with the people, you know, and you're not partying, but enjoy it inside.
Smart.
And it'll be nice again soon, so don't worry about it. And
I'm
cheers.
Guessing Corona probably did not have a similar ad.
No.
It's funny. I was reading an article about their response to this and how they've been very silent.
Yeah.
How that's the best thing for them to do is be silent. And they started then writing about the AIDS candy.
And now, how can you not compare them to that?
I know you mentioned it well before they did, though. I thought that was really funny. That
try peanut butter AIDS.
They just feel like they're going out of business and there's no way around it.
No.
It's terrible
to
say.
Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off.
Oh, man.
That reminds me. The other day, Dak Rambo came up.
Yeah.
He died of AIDS.
I know.
Someone
sent an email.
Why did he die of AIDS? Was he gay and we didn't know?
He came out as bisexual. Which,
oh, he did. Okay.
You know,
that means he was gay. At that time, I think gay people just said that.
Dak Rambo, do you remember? There was something else, too, about his AIDS. Let me see if I can find it.
Was it something about losing control of a car?
Oh, yeah. So he made...
And when he had those AIDS...
He needed his AIDS cocktail really badly, and he just had to go out and drive himself because people were scared.
Hold on to your deck.
A lot of the advances have been made.
He attained the HIV in August of 91, quit his acting then, retired, and then made his HIV infection and his bisexuality public.
Hmm.
revealing that he'd been in a lot of relationships with both men and women since his 20s. What do you have to add that? I fucked so many men and women.
It doesn't seem like guys that want to be with guys just love being... I mean, it's just like sex just sounds fantastic. I mean, I wish I was a gay guy now. You'd just be getting it on all the time. It's two guys. I mean, Mike used to always say, it's two guys.
I know. Remember the whole...
There's nobody thing. Holding the line.
Remember Greg Giraldo's bit about that, about gay marriage?
Yes.
Remember that time that we did the... No, because we're guys. It's the best joke.
Oh, he's missed.
Oh, God.
George Carlin, by the way, somebody sent me his germ bit, which is just seems so prescient right now. Oh, my God, is it funny.
While washing your hands?
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off. Brandon was not laughing. So I'm thinking, wait, is this a boomer bit?
No, I was deep in reading while, I mean, I thought the first segment of it was really, really funny. It is pretty long, but we can roll on that later. We also found out today that the IRS calls, those are still coming. The IRS is still going to shut you down. They're going to shut down and come after your Social Security number. So
great.
Before the show, I made a call just because I don't trust these numbers that come in. And I got one, so we can listen to that later, too.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happened. But there are some fireworks coming. LaDuff's on the way. And, you know, I wanted to say this because it freaked me out when I saw it. Somebody sent me a screenshot of a message from Dave and Chuck, a good old WRIF.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that they're off this week.
What? They have coronavirus?
No, they're figuring out what to do.
Wait, doesn't one of them still live in Canada?
Yes.
And there's a border issue.
Oh, he's cooked.
Yeah, but you could stay over here.
You could Skype.
Well, that's what some people were saying.
They
really, you can't figure this out.
Well, how long does it take to figure it out?
Because
everybody else figured it out pretty quick what to do.
Well, it made me wonder, am I being reckless by doing a show? Am I the crazy one?
Yeah.
I feel weird being out and about. I mean, I went to the gas station today, and I just felt like I was breaking a law. It's weird.
It is weird. And honestly, I'm really not... Nobody's really going anywhere but here. Five of us.
Do you think it's just their corporate, though, that's telling them to stay home?
I don't. What are their other morning shows
Let's
doing?
Look it up. Joanna and Jello.
I thought that response, it also said something about how, well, you know, we thought we'd put on the best of stuff and just some guffawy, good old time Dave and Chuck fun.
Guffawy.
They didn't call it that. I did. But I was driving, and I turned them on because I'm like, I never really hear them talking about what's really going on.
Yeah.
They tend to talk about, you know, crazy shit, mm-hmm. which works for them, so I'm not judging it. And they're talking about their usual, you know, their usual hijinks and lots of calls and, you know, people contributing.
Should call the 105.1 hotline and see if...
I can't believe they just knocked all their morning shows out during what is essentially the most memorable week of a lot of people's lives.
Right.
Yeah. I cannot believe they would do that. But anyway, it just sounded so light and fluffy and not that you can't have fun during this, but it just wasn't tempered with anything about what's really going on because it's best of. So it just seemed a little tone. The tone didn't seem quite right to me, but I just thought, well, that's what they do. So, but it turns out it was best of and they're figuring it out. So,
I don't know.
So should we be figuring it out?
We are figuring it out and working at the same time.
Yeah.
I'd like to still continue to do shows. I think that a lot of the listeners would like to hear it just because.
Yeah, they need.
Yeah,
distraction.
It adds a little bit of normalcy into your day.
I think Jello might be quarantined.
What?
Yeah, from Jello and Joanna.
Is he calling in? Skyping?
Well, he had 7 hours ago. He had quarantine day two with the Jello show. Looks like he's at home.
He's doing it from home, maybe. Maybe it's
Yeah, that's what it said.
Okay.
You say you're quarantined if you're not quarantined for the reason that you're supposed to be quarantined.
You
should not say that. Don't say that.
Just to be, you know, edgy sounding, I'm quarantined. If you're not, it's theater of the mind.
They should add a respirator sound in the background, too.
Yeah.
If you go to the Jello Show Facebook, it says, home, self-quarantined, and can't listen in the car, the Jello Show is still live. We'll keep you informed and give you some laughs along the way.
Why don't they share what they figured out with Dave and Chuck?
Well, they're too far away from the hall. They're social
the
distancing
hall.
From
That's
them.
That's true. Is CSX on?
I will look.
Seems to me somebody was alive the other day. It was a morning show. I have to tell you, today, I just want to jump out. I want to jump through the TV. I was so pissed when I was watching. I'm not really that mad, but they, of course, the media loves these clips of these kids partying at spring break.
Yeah.
Because they just, you know, I feel like, what, do these kids not have parents? Wouldn't you think their parents would be,
yes,
like, all over their asses, yes, to knock it off? Well, apparently not, because the Surgeon General's talking about this morning, who I like. He seems like a good guy and seems very serious, and I don't know, I just liked his tone. But he's talking to Gail, I believe it was, and he's saying, you know, and we were talking about off the air about getting some of the younger people, the influencers, to talk to these Gen Zers, you know, like Kevin Durant and Kylie Jenner. If we get Kylie Jenner to post, I'm thinking, wait, so they can't
be
told. He
wants to bang Kylie Jenner? Is that the point?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. I think he was serious, and I think the feeling is that Gen Zers, they only will listen to themselves. They will not listen to the CDC or the Surgeon General. It's got to come from Kylie Jenner, or they can't quite absorb it.
They won't listen to science?
It's got to be an influencer.
Oh, oh my God.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling them Gen Z, by the way, because some of the messages that I've received, people are calling them millennials that are hanging out at spring break.
No, those are Gen Z. They're Thank clearly
you.
Gen
and
Z.
And to that point, Brandon, I thought of you this morning when I was watching CBS this morning. Listen to what Tony DeCopel says after the doctor. This is really funny.
The number is affected by how the virus properties itself, who is susceptible, but also the duration of contact with individuals
and
the number
trying to
of people
She was talking
contact.
About younger people
so by
earlier.
Decreasing the duration of people and contact millennials, with those people,
right?
You're
yeah, that's
decreasing
what she said.
The speed of the spread of the virus.
Yeah. And this can seriously
you,
affect
Brandon.
Young people
yeah.
is the
yes.
point. Yes.
Right.
Dr. Nerlet, thank you very much. As an elder millennial, I do want to point out that those people on the beach are probably Generation Z, 20-year-olds.
Whatever. Tony was just so maddening.
Yeah, you
see.
Tell him, Gail. Whatever. Who cares? You millennials are very
actually,
sensitive.
It makes me more mad that they have to be told by Kylie Jenner, who, by the way, told them to go to Fire Festival. When they all went.
Is it her or Kendall? I mean, same.
Oh, maybe
same,
it was.
Same, but
same
different.
Thing.
Yeah.
Difference. No, don't they share the same brain?
And same vagina.
I mean,
has she passed any messages along, Kylie Jenner?
I don't think so. I sincerely hope it's going to make me so mad if she posts something and then people start leaving the beach and go, Kylie Jenner helped yes. solve the coronavirus.
Wait, I think she has posted something.
Oh, God, no, please. I don't even want to know this.
I'm really mad, by the way, that Britney.
Can we edit me out of the show right now while you find this out?
I was looking for Britney Spears' yoga pose of the day, and she still hasn't done that yet. Remember, she was
Is she okay?
She's being bullied, remember?
She was supposed to do a yoga pose every day, and she's yet to do it.
I swear that the mindless people who are trying to make news, I just want to shoot them. I'm like, shut up! Know your place!
I've got a following!
There's so many new ones today, too.
Now, the only thing I see from Kylie Jenner... Shut up, Brittany.
She's
self-quarantined. She can't sing!
The only thing that I... that I see is her skin line is out, her skincare line.
Oh, well, that's important. That's more important.
She's still pushing that. At Kylie
Skin. She needs to get everyone to buy her skincare line, and then she'll tell them to get off the beach.
It was made in China with extra corona virus. No, she had an Instagram post, another daily reminder to take this social distancing serious and self-quarantine. Heart, !! And then she also had, I'm on day 8. My pregnancy prepared me for this. I didn't leave the house for months.
Well, it's so nice that you get someone that age that knows everything. I really appreciate that.
I hope everyone
that.
Is feeling well. It's so important right now to self-quarantine to ensure we aren't endangering ourselves or anyone who get into this virus.
Okay.
The Vanessa Hudgens Award today goes to Evangeline Lilly Kate from Lost, who made a post. I guess she wanted to be the idiot of the day. That she's not changing anything. She just dropped the kids off at gymnastics camp, and you know they're.
Where does she live? Do they mention that?
No, they didn't. Maybe I don't. Is she in Canada? Isn't she Canadian?
Maybe I don't know.
Canada doesn't. What's Canada's numbers? They aren't bad, are they?
Canada.
They will be bad.
Oh.
Well, what is Canada not
Prime
pretending
Minister
that doesn't exist?
That's right. The Prime Minister's wife has it. Drake might have it. He's Canadian.
You mean the infected or the dead number?
I don't know. I'm so confused by this thing. Like India today, it just dawned on me this morning. India must have a zillion cases because they live so close. There's so many people clustered so closely together. And India supposedly has 166 cases and three dead.
Yeah, they do. India's crushing it. Canada, by the way, 798 cases.
It's got to be fudging those numbers.
No, so there's a big article.
I smell bullshit somewhere. I don't know who it is, but somebody is bullshit.
India, that's like racist. there was a story in
New York. I'm going to fucking India, and I'm going to just point out the people that are sick and add to that toll. That's ridiculous.
There's a story in the New York Times today about their response, and the first person came back from Italy that had it. They found out they had it right away. They went back, tracked them through their phone, every place they had been, and immediately quarantined every single person that this person had been in contact with.
What? So we tell people, we go through the videotape and go, well, you know, just go about your business, you know, just don't make out with anybody.
No, we ask people. And people go, fuck you! It's spring break or whatever.
Or we tell them to self-quarantine and they like escape.
That's what I mean.
I thought people were fairly good about quarantining. I didn't really think it was that optional.
Was it South Korea that stamped people's hands?
Yeah.
Where you get a hand stamp if you're under quarantine.
Yeah, and they bust people.
And when people see you in public, then they're like, yeah, you're quarantined.
But you know, this is a
It's like the, why come you don't have a tattoo?
What was North Korea's numbers?
Oh, North Korea's doing great. Did you see the picture of Un? Is that his name?
I did not see Un.
Kim Jong-un.
So they had a bunch of pictures in state media, which they photoshopped masks on people.
Kim Jong-un.
The only person in the country not wearing a mask
is Un.
Is Un, because he's that awesome.
He's immune.
He's immune. Yeah, Kim Jong-immune.
Something else.
Now, see, that's the thing is, we know when North Korea says that, they're lying. There has to be something in there. And what about the China numbers? Are the China numbers correct? Are those... Because we're seeing China. And
China seems to be living fairly normally right now.
They're opening up businesses in Wuhan where this entire thing started.
Factories are cranking again.
Everything seems to be kind of on the up and up for China. And when I look at those numbers, when I look at the...
They flatten their curve.
What, how many billion? I think it's 1.3 billion people that they have.
I don't get it.
So they have... So 81...
Easier to tell people what to do there.
Can I do a couple quick little numbers here? So 1.3 billion people in China, 81,000 cases. That's 0.005% of their population. They also had 3,250 deaths. That's 0.0002%. And it looks like things are getting better. So in the USA, if you kind of take those numbers exactly the way they are, that would be 16,500 cases in the U.S. and 654 deaths, which is why I'm struggling with the 1.5 million deaths in America.
Oh, let's not have this argument again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe a lot of their numbers because the WHO got in there pretty quick once they finally admitted there was a problem. So they've been
monitoring. Just don't want to get in the weeds like this. It's just not that fun to listen to.
I know.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
People love numbers.
I think China, I was looking at it today, and it looks like it took them 3 weeks to flatten their curve out.
Yeah, but they also have the advantage of being very draconian.
An authoritarian government.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Okay, well, let's go back to Evangeline Lilly. Did you see the later update to her?
Oh, no. Well, she said that she's getting crazier now because people are telling her what an idiot she is?
No, I'm just connecting these two stories because Daniel Day Kim from Lost has tested positive for coronavirus, so maybe she'll take it seriously then.
He did?
Yeah, so one person from Lost is totally just denying it and going about her
I hope
day,
they just the had a reunion and she has it. She's compromised. She says she's immune compromised, and her father's stage 4 cancer, and he lives with her.
Oh, irresponsible.
And she's just going crazy. Living my normal life or something like that. Hashtag being a full-time fucking idiot.
She is dying ASAP.
So, okay. Michigan cases are up over 300.
Yeah.
Big jump in one day. Art Van liquidation sale is closed down.
Aww.
They're one of our winners in the coronavirus list that we're keeping on the board now.
Table.
They can blame coronavirus for everything.
Wow, winning.
Remember how pissed everybody was at them?
Oh, yeah.
And now
we've forgotten.
No one cares.
12 Oaks, Great Lakes are closed.
Lakes Crossing, yeah.
Meijer has limited hours in dedicated shopping for seniors. I get to go during their senior shopping.
A bunch of people cheat that. What happens?
Sure.
They get thrown out.
We're
I think Charlie's here.
Like young people try to get in.
Charlie brought a whole box of something.
Yeah, all right, Charlie. Bud Light.
What's in the box?
All right.
Beautiful. Bud Light.
Wait, Charlie brought beer?
Remember something.
Oh.
You never will perish when you have friends.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Perish if you have friends. What if your friends are about
to perish
themselves?
What if they have COVID-19? Thank you.
Hey, thanks for bringing Bud Light, not Corona.
You know you're not that good of a friend.
Drew, do you want a beer?
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, man. How you feeling?
He's gone up a notch. He's gone up a notch. No, he does not. He's got Corona.
All right. Well, as you settle in here, Charlie, let me do this. I'll mention that Jim Bentley's now at Zot Ford and Holly, and they are selling new and pre-loved cars. In fact, I just purchased my Expedition today.
Ooh.
Yes, I did.
All right. Congrats.
How about that? And they've got the zero cash due thing going on. I think people are going to start swinging deals in places like this because
some of the big three have already.
Times are tough. Yeah, to help entice you to get fresh wheels and score a delicious dinner. Well, guess I need new coffee.
Eventually.
Lease a new loaded 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $192 with zero cash due, or the all-new 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $222, zero cash due. And the 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 was $272, but now you can get it as low as $252 with zero cash due. March 16th is past, so that's not important. Just go to Zot Ford and talk to Jim Bentley, and then stop for plastic surgery.
Yeah, at Dr. Roche's
cosmetic
place.
Surgery.
Welcoming all non-sick people who need to look hot the next time that the world sees you. You'd like go into hibernation for a little while, and then you
that's
come out.
An opportunity.
You're super hot again. Take advantage of Dr. Roche's many procedures for tightening, brightening, and de-lumpifying that bag of popcorn look on your legs and behind. And losing the trouble spots that are resistant to diet and exercise. The gym is shut down, but you can get in line and use the best of your pandemic time to look better. March specials for BBL Diva and breast enhancement. And then there's Evolve. They're really excited about this. This is a new treatment, revolutionary combination of non-surgical body contour, skin tightening, cellulite reduction, and fat blasting. It's great results for people who are close to their target weight. And helps with all things tightening up. And if you want a consultation, go to DRROCHE.com. Why did I blank on that? And call 248-338-1110 to get a consultation with Dr. Roche.
Think about it, Trudy, because you can convalesce and nobody's going to know.
I know.
Exactly.
Come out of your cave like, what happened? I was eating right.
Yeah.
You know that place is sanitized. Very sanitized. Hey, Charlie, we were just talking about India. Why does India have 166 cases and 3 deaths?
What?
India.
We're talking about India.
It's a crowded place.
You're talking about Uranus. Like, I don't know. Indiana?
But you usually know the answers to these questions.
One of the most densely
populated
places.
Probably because the reporting mechanism's not that
good. See, I said that.
That would be my guess. It's impossible.
Lying. It is impossible.
It's
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's impossible. But
right?
It's,
yeah, with that many people jammed together, Calcutta, have you seen it?
Wouldn't you think we'd have some reporter over there would be digging this up?
I mean, the Times did write that article.
Are you sending me?
Yeah, go.
No, I don't want you to go there.
But they closed. They were one of the first to close their borders, so good luck getting in, too.
Well, maybe that's why they're doing well.
I was in no rush, frankly.
I mean, most of the people that died was those people that drank the cow urine.
Oh, maybe that's the cure.
No, because they all died.
From cow urine.
Well, I'm convinced there's a pretty good home remedy people are using successfully. We just don't know about it yet.
Huh? I wonder what it is.
Cow urine.
There's been some talk.
Yeah, it's called cocoa butter.
It's for masturbating.
Cocoa butter is amazing.
For masturbating.
What are you talking about?
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Charlie, I got something from somebody at DTE, and they even mentioned, you know, you might want to pass me along to Charlie, and then I got another message from the same person.
DTE.
DTE.
So they're sending messages to me through you, but won't return my calls.
No, this is not them. This is just someone who works there who feels they're not terribly prepared for this.
Right. Are you noticing that?
Yeah. I thought Homeland Security would be sort of involved in something like this.
Before we go off on what's outrageous, what's DTE got to say?
That they're not terribly prepared. That was what...
Specifics? Anything?
Well, I didn't get to get in specifics because all of a sudden he got called in early. So maybe they're getting prepared now.
What do they need to be prepared for?
Well, it's a pandemic. So
it's not like there's gathering of a bunch of them together, though.
I don't know. I don't know how they work. I mean,
I would trust somebody. This I always do. I always trust somebody that works there. I would just say to the listener, the family, know this. This is what you do. A bag of rice. Don't go crazy. Like, go up north. You go into the Port of Huron. It's not going crazy. Get a nice big bag of rice. Get some shells for your gun. Just because. Protect your home. Get some batteries. Have a radio that's analog that you know, if you're...
What are you talking about?
Sounds like a lot of work already.
Is everything going to shut down?
Well, you got to do that. Well, if it does, if everybody's, you know, if DT goes down, do you have a generator?
No.
So you can plug your refrigerator into it. You know, it's a nice
Dennis
Honda.
Across the street said I could plug into his house. Because across the street never loses power. It's always our side.
And why does everybody think, like, the water's going to stop? Like, there's going to be an...
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Go get some chlorine tablets at the Army-Navy surplus. You drop them in there, bada-bing. Iodine drops. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to do that.
Well, how is the state doing with this? So the state's obviously prepared. It's a big state.
This state.
People.
Yeah. You know, okay. I say this thing gives a window into two things. How ill-prepared we are. How much trillions of dollars in Homeland Security that we've spent in 2 decades. We're not ready for anything. This is like the sophomores running the senior prom.
But Homeland Security had so much money that small towns were getting giant grants, and they were buying tanks just so kids could go on tank rides.
Where is it? You see that? Number two, you do see how what was really sick here was the economy. You're really seeing like an interruption in commerce, and the Dow loses a third. This tells you how addicted we are to credit, how this whole thing was a bubble, was all stimulus, and now you see it. So, how do I think the state's doing? I got breaking news. Give me the breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Red Shovel breaking news.
My breaking news. No.
Just right here's some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network.
I just like to tell
you.
Give it to me. Okay, here it is. Two deputies at the Wayne County Jail have tested positive for corona. They've been hospitalized.
Ooh.
I don't know how many weeks, how many months, how many years I've been telling you about the conditions there. The reason you should be concerned, ladies and gentlemen, is it's not prison. It's jail.
People get out.
They come in, they go out. They come in for the weekend, they go out. You get a drunk driving, you go see the judge, you get out. They're cohabitating.
Do they know how they got it or where they got it?
They don't know anything.
Any.
They all have it. They have no cleaning supplies, no cleaning crews, no thermometers, no showers at
intake.
Wait.
They don't clean?
No.
They don't clean?
No. They have inmates do it occasionally. And, you know, what's an inmate going to do?
The inmates aren't
wearing canvas jumpsuits. This is so stupid. Stupid. So
I think the inmates need to step up. Can't we get some inmate influencer?
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Who would that be?
Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. She'll be in there.
And who else is in jail all the time?
Charlie's on his phone.
Harvey.
I think there's more
Harvey
breaking
Weinstein.
News.
Harvey Weinstein.
Is there more breaking news, Charlie?
I'm getting the governor's response, who I've been for 2 weeks like, hey, you know, you got an issue over here. Here's the governor's response. Ready for it? I got to pull it up.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Charlie Duff.
Walls hide windows. Quote, we are closely reviewing this specific matter right now and considering what steps we should take to protect persons who are incarcerated or work at jails. Let me do that again. We are closely reviewing this specific matter right now and considering. What the fuck is...
That seems...
Sort of not jumping right in with both feet there.
I would impress upon people, this is probably the biggest nexus. Like, you go to a basketball game, that's not the same as sleeping in a filthy cell with somebody.
See, I'm vindicated then. You have to knock a point off of me.
Are you an 8, 9? I think you're a 10.
I gave you a 4 yesterday, but you've been down at the jail today.
Yeah, man.
Got up your number.
I'll give you some beer, bro.
Well, alcohol kills it, according to some people. Hey, if anybody has any present, we're live on Facebook. If anybody has any questions for Charlie, he digs into these things. Look at all the little corners you're going into that nobody's troubling themselves with.
Yeah, but they're not corners. They're really... Here's what I do. I did. I put up a map in my office because I'm a freak, and I circled the big areas where people would mix. That would be schools. That would be City Hall. That would be the sports arenas. That would be the
factories.
Jail. the factories, the casinos. How greedy is Illich to put up a tarp and say, and run the governor, which shows how weak that is, that come on down, we've separated everybody. It's bullshit.
I was shocked by that. And you know, they made a statement that something about how the casinos create $400 million of revenue a year, and this is important to the Michigan economy. We're weighing that against what our consultation with health officials, and right now the answer is to stay open.
Yeah. Well, there's
keep making the money.
There's some truth to it. 20%. Sorry to wonk out here. Let me wank out.
Just go back to wonking up.
Let me wonk out. 20% of Detroit City's budget, the whole fucking budget, is off casino receipts. So if Detroit goes down for 2 weeks, you're getting close to default. You're getting close to I can't make my bills. This is fucking serious. Wait. Whether you think the disease is serious, I'll leave that to the epidemiologist, but financially, this thing is for real.
What about this big corporate tax cut?
Right.
Shouldn't they have cash on hand for a rainy day?
That's... Hey, man.
Shouldn't they have paid leave money for people? And, you know.
I think so. But again, you know what you get? The Facebook and everybody's got a voice. It's a person, man. I'm for the people. Look, there's no room to manipulate the economy anymore. We've cut it for the really rich and nobody else. Now we're quantitative easing again. We're printing money again.
Right? Oh, we're printing a lot of money, it sounds like.
How are we doing this when the economy was gangbusters and really healthy?
So we have new money, so I'm right for carrying cash, right? Because it's not dirty yet.
Oh, by the way, part of your emergency kit is carry small denominations of cash.
See, I am totally on
point. See this chick. Point. This chick, listen to this chick.
Chewed, it should be staying in your wallet right now.
And I have
for emergencies.
Microwave it first.
Battery-operated radio, too. So.
Does it vibrate?
No, it doesn't do that. It was before those things
like
were.
My vibrator?
You know, these giant amounts of money that we're giving to the airlines.
Ugh.
Is that going to be attached to? Because I get the impression, well, yeah, they should be attached to no buybacks and that sort of thing. You know, so that we know our money's going to work. They're not simply using that money to do stock buybacks.
Isn't that what they did with the old money?
Yeah, yes.
And then
that's why they have no money.
And then they take out large loans at, like, no interest to make their bills, and now you can't make your payments on your bills. Isn't that why the government's buying it up?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're broke. You were all sitting here telling me this economy's awesome.
Can somebody explain to me?
I told you so.
Can somebody explain to me why, when you're selling stock, why do they have a stock buyback program? Because when I sell stock, someone else just buys it, right?
Yes.
Or if I sell shares of my mutual fund, or if it's a Ford stock or whatever, someone else puts in an order for it.
Yes.
And it's settled at the end of the day, and it's done. So why are they saying, hey, we'll buy back stock?
Well,
and
it limits shares to make in the share price.
Sold.
The company, you know, puts out an X amount of shares, and when they buy it back, it limits the amount of shares.
Who's going to buy that crap?
Plus that's not the real marketplace, though.
No.
And it also exhausts their cash. It's great if you have stock.
No, I know. And that was part of the problem with, you know, when they cut the corporate rate, that was the fear is that it was going to go to buybacks and not, you know, to workers like people had hoped.
1%. 1% owns 40% of the stocks. Only 20% of 401ks have stocks. So when you buy stocks back, your stock is worth a lot of stock. Therefore, the dividend payment, you get a lot of payment nobody else does. It's billionaires. I'm telling you, billionaires.
Ann Arbor, thank you.
Hoo-ha!
Charlie, Jess wants to know, I think it's Jess who keeps asking about, she wants the hair salons shut down.
Oh, no.
Because then they won't have to pay their landlord. Huh? Is that true? You have to pay your rent if the state shuts you down?
Stupid question.
Kill my landlord. C-I-L-L. Kill my landlord.
I'm not sure that's true.
No, if you want the hair salon shut down, maybe you have a point, maybe you don't. Just don't go to the hair salon and worry about your own shit.
What? By the way, getting your hair cut, doesn't it seem like a real close-up thing?
I got to do it again, bro. You're going to laugh at me, but for the last 30 years, my wife's been cutting my hair.
Aww.
So nothing's going to change.
This is actually a pretty dope haircut for a white person.
Thank you.
How much does she charge?
It's a bit kinky. Sometimes you got to sleep with her.
Charlie, so you're...
He needs a haircut, looking all homeless and stuff.
Speaking of which...
What? The homeless?
Notice all the homeless out there?
What are the homeless doing? I mean, nobody's talking about this.
They're starving. There's no... The tin cups runneth dry.
Well, they got no one to ask for money.
They're walking around. And again, the federal government just sent the state $75 million. Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it?
What was the money for?
Hopefully so a guy can get a haircut, maybe have some food, maybe get the lice off of him. You know what I mean?
That was my question about the $1,000. Mike, my question about the $1,000 is how did the homeless get it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to, in 3 weeks, $1,000 a person.
Facebook is
$500 per child. So a family of four would get $3,000. Yeah. But yeah, what about homeless people?
I don't know. But, you know, I do know this about homeless people and their vote. You can register as the last place that you've slept. So when somebody, you know, they're holding, sir, would you like to register? Okay. Where do you live? Oh, the homeless. Well, where'd you sleep? Near the dumpster. And they'll write that down. Near the dumpster.
What?
Jimmy, near the dumpster. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what the, I'd like to see those addresses.
So send my shit to the dumpster.
LexisNexis.
Dumpster fire.
In California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, just said they're going to convert a hotel into kind of a quasi-hospital for the 60,000 homeless they have because they're very worried about them having...
And spreading.
Yeah. Coronavirus.
I don't want to spread that hotel.
Well, thanks.
Well, no, they'll just burn it down.
Thanks, fake Gavin. Really? You know how many homeless are in, like, Frisco?
He said 60,000.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
How big's this hotel?
I don't know. Well, I know.
To be shared with owners. Shitter Down Hall. Email F. Reynolds at warthog-orgyfart.edu.
Charlie, maybe he figured 10 to a room, 20 to a room. I don't know.
You know, as long as you're underneath the 250 people, you know.
The occupancy?
Something tells me those $600 a night hotels in San Francisco are not going to be housing homeless.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Okay, tell us what American Coney Island's doing, one of your sponsors.
We're going to see what transpires over the weekend with the, you know, National Guard or some emergency decree from the president. I don't know. But what American Coney Island wants to do, you know, you still do takeout. So there's no sit-down in the restaurant. So they're doing takeout.
So we're doing a Mesa.
And they're in, exactly. And they're downtown, different than Royal Oak. And you get kicked from jail or you're just... hurting. You're human, and you're hurting, and dude, it's weird. It's weird down there. That's all I can say. It's a ghost town, and drug addicts and homeless and the formerly incarcerated. They're humans. They transmit disease. Whether viruses are not bigots. They don't care. They're jumping. So from 11 to 1 on Monday, anybody that comes in, take out whatever you want to pay. Like, don't be a pig. Whatever you want to pay, they will match it. They will give it to the Michigan Mitten Outreach. Really cool people. They don't suck the money up, and they will buy food, take cleaning products, and try to give some succor to the less fortunate. And if you're not into that, then fuck you. Because if we're not people together, it's not politics. This is really a time... Well, you got to try to at least care about somebody.
Sure. Is anybody
I think
working?
That's really cool.
Is anybody working downtown?
No.
No?
So I'm like, well, there's 30 Where's bucks the, for the homeless.
I can ask you, I haven't seen Mayor Duggan. I heard his father died, but I haven't seen, I mean, we've got a pandemic.
He's had some press conferences.
Has he? Okay. Yeah. Well, why have I not seen him? Are they,
I don't know. Are they
carried live on local stations?
I don't think so. I mean, what's he going to
say? I would think he'd be a really big figure in all this.
I know he's had two that I know of.
Okay.
So.
It's
okay.
Bullshit, man. It's bullshit. Let me give you one about this creeping cucaracha getting into the jail system. The deputies, you know, who work there, they usually park in the Greektown parking lot, but Greektown's closed. So they can't park there. So what they've been negotiating for 2 days is where the deputies are going to park. Now, remember, Dan Gilbert, we gave him the fucking failed jail site. Mm-hmm. Which is right across from the jail site. Took 2 days to convince these people to open it up so the deputies could park free because the parking maids are still fucking ticketing everybody downtown in the middle of a goddamn emergency. So this is your government at work. Wow.
Yeah, I saw a clip this morning of somebody in Australia who was chasing down a parking meter person writing tickets and screaming at him.
What is that?
I don't know. I also heard about someone who, and this is someone who's not, I want to say 6 degrees of separation away from me, but a couple degrees of separation. They got their second DUI recently.
Ooh.
That's why I want to mention the degrees of separation.
Uh-huh.
Something like somebody I'm real close to. Or I go drinking with. But anyway, this person has to go, because of their arrangement with the second DUI is a big deal. They have to get their urine tested every day.
Ooh.
And they still have to go.
Oh.
Now, with a pandemic, they still have to go. I thought, God, it seems like you back off something like that for, I mean, is that a good use of resources?
Again, where's the schematic here, dude? Again, 2 decades since 9/11. Here's what I'm told by my people next to the governor, next to the county executive. There is no master plan. I think we're all seeing it. There's no master emergency plan. The bureaucrats ate it alive, both Democrats, Republicans. There's nothing. Well, you should be angry about it. This is the news.
No, it's crazy. I agree. And I do watch Cuomo virtually every day on TV. Why does it seem like New York
Which
responds?
One, the governor or the his governor, brother on CNN?
The governor. No, no, his brother. I've seen him work out on Instagram. But
bro. Yeah, Chris.
Andrew Cuomo, I think he's shown some pretty good leadership. And it seems like New York kicked ass on 9/11. It seems like they're kicking a little ass now.
Yeah.
You know, I took
a lot of resource.
New York City's got the biggest school district in the country. And why
they
were they
not, are they
why
still
were
open?
They,
took them forever.
They were one of the last to close. Why?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
There's 100,000 homeless kids.
Oh.
What does this tell you about this country when a kid with an iPad and good parents and a nice meal in his belly, they can't close the schools? I don't know what they're going to do to feed the children, to keep them clean. This is the great sin of America. We're rich. We can still bail ourselves out of this. And this thing is exposing fissures that we all wanted to ignore. I'm not a fucking liberal. I just know what's brewing, and you can't have kids living like that, man. You cannot. 100,000 homeless kids.
But it still seems like a crazy reason to keep school in session. I mean, isn't there a way to do that, to take
care
of
these
kids?
Well, again, there you go, brother. It's a great question. Where was the fucking plan? Same with Detroit public schools. Our kids are poorer than their kids, and my wife works there, and they didn't know. Look, your first meal of the day comes from school when you're really poor.
Yeah.
How are we going to get it to them? We don't have any money to get it to them. Oh, we're going to do, what do you call that, Trudy? Telelearning?
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, online.
Online learning.
Yep.
You don't got a computer.
Yeah, or internet.
Or internet.
I know.
They do have, though, YMCA does have meals that you can grab and go all over the city. That's one of the places. They're quite a few of those people. The people are jumping in, though.
Well, again, you're right there. So, but we did not have that plan between the schools.
No.
Why doesn't the school have a drive-through, get the meal? Or, you know, just, I'm not blaming the schools here. I'm blaming all of us. It just,
Charlie, Mike,
nobody ever
flabbergasted.
$3 trillion
later, Mark.
No one ever plans for this stuff.
Well,
that's the problem.
Who the fuck are we paying all these bureaucrats?
I know.
It should have become apparent to you when we're looking at the border. And we spent $2 trillion on Homeland Security, and five-year-olds are penetrating the border. And it's like, well, what's the plan? What the fuck's the plan?
Well, I have to say, I look at this Homeland Security, which was created for 9/11, and when it stayed in business, it just seemed like, wow, what do they do all day? I mean, I know they're practicing stuff.
Well, let's do
back. Yeah, we can't high five.
Oh, boy, that's still too close.
What are they? Yeah, I forgot his numbers.
Choose a cadaver, right? Don't worry about it.
I'm like, what do they do all day? They're still, I mean, there was 9/11, and it went on for a while, but it's a long time ago. And
they're maintaining the FEMA trailers.
And New York's got their own terrorism operation. I mean, and they pretty kick-ass,
the
too.
The only thing they've done is contracted coronavirus when people come back through the airport. Because look how many TSA agents have gotten it.
This is
insane.
This is fun, and we need this, right? You're right. It's fun. You're making a really open sore prominent, and we can laugh, but we need to digest how fucked up it is. Again, most of your listeners, me, probably you, I'm not a partisan. I'm just
No, I'm
pissed.
Not a partisan at all.
Where's the shit? You go to work. Detroit has not had one since I've been here. Not one practice pandemic terrorist hit in the streets of Detroit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you'll see in
Didn't they used to have that like 10 years ago? Weren't they doing stuff like
that? I never saw one here.
Okay.
Jay, wasn't Jay always doing
Yeah, I thought Jay
them?
Was yeah. involved in
Jay
that.
Jay was doing them all the time with Homeland Security.
Jay?
Well, I think Jay's sincere.
Wait, Jay?
Yeah, doing disaster drills.
You mean Ichabod Jay?
Yeah, the Jay that you kidnapped.
Mullet Jay?
Multiple yeah. times. Yeah.
That motherfucker was having a flashback,
man. No, he worked really, really hard and really, really long hours on a lot of stuff that I think the people of Michigan and the people of Detroit just didn't know about.
Yeah.
If everyone took it as seriously as Jay did, we'd have a very strong Homeland Security.
Yeah. He may be in charge right now and we would never know.
I wish he was.
Probably is, knowing what I know about him and looking at the state of things. It's your fucking fault, mullet. That guy bought me a steak. We went out for a drink and he bought me dinner. I'm like, what are you, is this a date?
How did it end?
So weird.
It depends how it ended.
I was singing on stage with the band. It was great.
Jay's a magnanimous guy.
He's awesome.
He is.
Have you talked to him lately?
I had not lately. Strange times,
too busy.
Jay turns up and we talk. And yeah, we need to find Jay.
Yeah, we do.
Couple of them. We need to kidnap Jay again. Okay, we got
a place to go.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay, we can't kidnap him yet. All right, we got to move on to some other more enjoyable topics. Although this topic never seems to leave our lips for long, because I got to do a break. And Charlie, what's on tomorrow's show?
Should I get out? Is this the
kind of.
I thought I added a certain zest and pizzazz to the guy.
No, you did. You zest and pizzazz.
Tomorrow we will
have... I mean, we're all depressed now, but yeah.
Tomorrow we will have...
You need to leave!
An emergency room nurse. We will have a sheriff's deputy from the jails. We will have a political economist from Brown University lay out to you what's going on. And I just got off the phone with Tucker Carlson. He'll be on next Friday.
Oh, cool.
Talking about what brand of cigarettes you should get for Armageddon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, so tomorrow's the real people.
Listen.
It's quite a tease.
when you tease these shows, I go, God, does that seem like it's a trend? And then I say, look at all these people listening to the show. And then I listen to it, and I watch the Facebook Live, and you're animated as hell. And for some, I don't know how you do it. You take on these really dreadful topics,
Charlie,
and you do so well with
them. It's very simple, Charlie.
It's very simple. It's very simple. Can somebody please speak? Because the people are not dumb. So just, look, emergency room nurse.
That's an interesting guest. Absolutely.
A sheriff's deputy. That's our people. And you know what? This guy's a Scottish economist. When he says, my shit stinks, it sounds really good. So he sounds smart, but the Scottish people are rednecks. So let's explain. The Fed is going to create a bunch of money. What does that mean for the value of my money? That's what we... This thing will
pass. It
goes
down.
Are we going to be fucking darning our socks and recycling our urine? That's what I want to know.
Trudy's going to recycle her urine.
But, well, I just don't want to leave the studio and run all the way down to the bathroom is why. So.
Emergency room nurse. Why are we seeing emergency room nurses on the news more often? You think they'd be on the news every...
I think they're a little busy.
Every few... Well, somebody just to tell us
and
what
I don't,
it's like.
And I don't know if their hospitals want them to talk, too. So
probably.
That's a good get.
That would Charlie. Be my guess.
Oh, ours were disguising their voice. See, disguising the deputy's voice. Cause, you know, because they're mean here, man.
Yeah. Mm.
Let me just say... Damn the right. Detroit medical system has been sued for dirty instruments.
Yep. Oh yeah,
lack of personnel in the emergency rooms, redundant procedures. Now we get to see it, and I would tell everybody tune in, get involved, at least be educated, and drop the partisan bullshit for a minute. Because I don't care who you're voting for, I'm with you, and you can have the rest of these shitty ass Bud Lights.
Hallelujah!
I kept the good beer.
That's right.
Charlie, slow down. Somebody says you're going to need a couple beers tomorrow. You got a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
No BS news.
God bless everybody.
And a Facebook Live about what, 1:15, 1:30, something
like that? Hey, Joe, are you showing up tomorrow? You don't look right.
I know. His number went up a notch.
He doesn't look right. You look sick, man. There might not be a Facebook Live tomorrow.
Charlie, he said he wasn't feeling well and immediately got judged by everybody in the room.
He's got AIDS.
Coronavirus. That's what's funny. Someone coughs or says something and you freak out and wonder, you know, you judge him immediately.
You know, my sister-in-law was a prominent nurse on Ward 86 in San Francisco in the late 80s.
I didn't know there were prominent nurses.
Yeah. Like she wasn't, you know, like a candy striper. She
Wait,
was
in San Francisco in the late
Ward 86. That was the AIDS ward.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, look, you got to go. You got to go. Just do right.
Are you saying Zeus has AIDS?
Yeah. No, HIV, dude. He's a little. Zeus. Don't even joke about that. It's not. I'm sorry to joke.
When Brandon played the She Sounds Hot drop there, it reminded me. Charlie's mom, he tweeted a picture of his mom. How old is she in that picture?
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
I was doing a Jim Morrison.
That was about 1970-ish, 74, right?
Your mom
so 25,
hot.
30.
She was hot.
She's still hot, man.
I'm sure she is.
She is.
How old's your mom?
75. You hear that spunk in her? You didn't listen. No.
Nobody listens
to the podcast.
Of words.
No. Was she on the show?
Fox?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was on the show this week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I don't listen to your show.
I don't listen to yours either. There's too much to do. I'm busy dying over here.
Nice. All right, we got to do a break. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for the beer.
No BS news. Maybe on Facebook, maybe not. But it'll be down. It'll be uploaded on Sunday.
Hi none. Good to see you.
Get out of here.
Good to see you, Charlie.
I'll wave.
Thanks for the beer. Do we have anything for the whole?
Beers. Yeah.
I will.
You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
The Hall Financial Hotline?
It is Ram Truck Month. I'm going to take it to that in a minute.
All right.
And that means our friends and studio sponsors at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com are kicking off their spring deals with a bang. So here's a few deals to get you springing into action. Go to Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Lease a new 2020 Ram 1500 four-door 4x4 at $169 a month. You can lease everyone's favorite, a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited or the new 2020 Jeep Trail Hawk. As low as $179 a month. Finally, if you prefer your trucks more in the larger size, you can get the over $18,000 off a new 2020 heavy-duty Ram truck. Shouldn't that be the lead of the spot? Plus, during Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Truck Month, when you lease or buy a new vehicle, you get dings and dents removed for free, lost key replacement coverage, anti-theft wheel locks, all included. Get all the details to their massive inventory at DealsInAD.com.
Yeah, cool.
And now, the Hall Financial Hotline.
Brandon is undergoing a massive disinfection.
This dude's hanging out at prisons with Corona.
I don't blame you.
Rubbing this shit down.
Throw that chair away, too.
Clorox wipes
Everything.
On that microphone.
Heck yeah, we have Lysol down here. We've done, I really want to say this, we've done a really good job of sterilizing after every single show.
Yes.
Doesn't matter which one it is. Every mic, every table, every mouse, every keypad. It's just the precautions. But we've done a good job of it.
Now, Hall Financial Hotline.
Oh, okay.
I know there's a strip club that's having drive-through strip.
In Vegas, yeah. There's also the strip club that's doing food delivery from yesterday. There's a guy that went off the grid, I guess Lido style, and came back and had no idea about coronavirus.
How long was he off the grid?
25 days.
Well, that's better than Lido.
But I think my favorite one might be, remember the guy that was going, why is Charlie calling the phone right now? Charlie's calling. Remember the guy that was going to Disneyland every single day?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
His streak is broken.
Charlie.
Ha.
Yeah, bro, I'm up here in the fucking toilet, dude. And you got stains that look like mold.
Would you go to hell?
And then listen to this. There's pubes in the fucking tub. Okay, look. Well, listen to this.
Your cell phone blows.
Was he peeing right now?
It's dripping, dude. Standing water, coronavirus.
Get out of here.
Alert.
Okay. Get out of here. There we go. That's where it's all going.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
We're going to go disinfect the bathroom.
I'm excited to call the Disney. I'm excited to call the Disneyland streak guy. Disney World? Disneyland?
Disneyland. Yeah,
Disneyland
in California.
Because I predict that he will say his streak is still alive.
Bullshit.
No, it's not alive.
No.
It's over. It has to start over when they reopen.
Yep. Every streak is over. It all has to restart. There was
How
a guy
many
that
days
was
his streak? How many?
Oh, my God. It was years long.
I know.
What it was?
Yeah.
Years?
Yeah, every day.
So
every
when we talked to him, I can't tell how long ago that we saved this phone number, but it's halfway through our phone list, which was started during the inception of the podcast. So that it's probably a long time.
2018.
So Jeff Reitz, yep. He went to Disneyland
2,000 days in a row as of then.
That was in June of 2017 when he did that, so.
I don't know. Who's this for?
Oh, Zoovs. Jersey Mike's dropped off Zoovs' food at the front door, and they didn't tell Zoovs about
Zoovs
it. He's probably been there for like an hour.
Zoovs, I've got your bag of pestilence here, bro.
He's got AIDS. You gotta eat when you got AIDS.
He's forgetting to eat. Something is wrong with Zoovs.
Yeah.
Let's call the Disneyland guy. What's his name?
His name is Jeff.
Jeff, okay.
He's got a Twitter. I'm looking at his Twitter right now.
I'm convinced he's going to suggest his streak is still alive.
Let's see. He's been doing a lot of retweeting.
From Disney.
Let's see, a lot of retweeting.
What's the other streak that's over, Mark?
Jesus. Oh, the guy that was going to go to Chick-fil-A every day. Oh, yeah. He retweeted on March 17th, Disneyland's coronavirus closure ends one man's 2,995-day streak.
So he knows it's over.
From the Orange County Register.
He concedes.
If he's not fighting it, I don't think I want to talk to him. Because I don't want to congratulate him.
I'm sad that I read this. The Iron Man of Disneyland has mixed feelings about the end
Iron
of his
Iron
run.
Iron Man of Disney?
Oh, he acts like he's Lou Gehrig.
On the negative side, I didn't get to choose the end. But on the positive side, I didn't have to choose the end. And the picture accompanying the story is a picture of him taking a picture of a stormtrooper.
It's so ridiculous. How positively stupid.
That was on March 13th. So.
We could, just to really lighten things up, we could play Brandon's call to the IRS.
That dude's dying ASAP.
As the IRS is, we're still getting the calls. They're ready to arrest people. They want cash payments. They want prepaid visas. They want all kinds of things. But it is going to happen on the Hall Financial Hotline. So I do need to remind you that if you're paying anywhere near 4% on your mortgage, you should be talking to Hall Financial about a refi. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Maybe you want to reduce your rate, shorten your term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out, or just make lower payments. Now's the time, because we lost a half a point last week. The interest rates are so low, I don't even know what they are now. But call Hall Financial and find out if you could ever refinance and save money, provided your credit is okay. Now's a great time to find out. And if it's not going to work out, they'll tell you. They won't screw around. 248-308-5000, David Hall Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
Yeah. Awesome.
And now, the IRS.
In a quick little preamble for this. Now, I assure you, I did not add any drops post-production. This guy took drops.
Now I'm suspicious that you did, because I don't even know why you would tell us that.
No, I swear to God. I swear to you. This
Were you
thing,
playing
Mark,
them down the line?
I was playing them down the line. He heard everything. The second,
okay.
You'll hear it. I could not believe what I got away with. This was a brand new first day on the job.
So determined.
Telemarketer.
Cool.
Thank you for calling Social Security Administration. I'm going to help you today.
Hey, how are you? I just got a message, so I was just returning it.
First of all, may I know whom am I talking with?
My name is Brandon. B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
B-R-A-N.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
All pains during the break.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time breathing today. I apologize. I just don't feel good. So bear with me. Can I ask what's going on? Like, what the issue is?
We found that some suspicious activity is done on your social number. B-R-A-N after that.
D-O-N. I thought everybody was closed down because of the coronavirus, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys, like...
No problem.
Okay, so people are still stealing social security numbers when all this is going on?
Okay.
Have you guys been sick where you're at? Because, like, right now, I don't know how to do this because I'm quarantined. I can't leave the house because of the coronavirus.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
Okay.
If you're sick, stay home.
Brent?
Yeah, I'm quarantined right now because of the coronavirus because I can't leave. So I don't know what I can do over the phone.
Well, we called you today to inform you that we have got an order from the law enforcement to place a block on your social security immediately. Whatever you speak or whatever you commented over this recorded line, that must be true and honest.
Hey. Yes, I understand.
Cover your cough with your elbow.
I know. I'm sorry.
Like this.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry, my dad's yelling at me. I got a problem with this cough. So what do I have to do?
Okay. Mr. Brandon, when I'm speaking, don't interrupt, please. We found an abandoned car on the south border of Texas. The car had some blood and drugs inside. We found that the car was rented under your name and your social.
What? Someone rented a car under my name, and then they got in trouble. There was drugs in the car, but my name was attached to it?
Yep.
Hunter Biden.
Mr. Brandon, please don't interrupt when I'm speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm confused by this.
Right now, your name is under investigation in the state of Texas.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you cough. I'm so worried about everybody being sick right now.
Wash your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
I know, Dan.
Right now, the government is going to suspend all your social security number and all your bank accounts. So,
I can't go to the bank right now.
If you're sick, stay home.
I know. Because I'm on quarantine because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I know.
And you need the social? Okay, hold on. Let me go get it.
If you're sick, stay home.
No, it's in the other room. I'm just getting it right now. Hold on. Hey, Ma, where's my social? Oh, I feel so bad, Mom.
We're full of diseases. We got cancer. We got whooping cough. We got diabetes.
I know.
We got it all. Rosacea.
I know, Mom.
Okay, Mr. Brandon, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm just
where
in...
Where are you right now?
I'm in my other room. I'm trying to find my social. I think I found it. It's in this pile of all this dusty stuff.
Wash your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
I know, Dad.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
All right.
Well, the government is going to freeze down all your bank account and your social number, so we're going to safeguard whatever you...
If you're sick, stay home.
No, I'm just going to the other room.
He's trying to be a badass so hard.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
I know.
Can you please tell me what is the bank name?
It's Hugh Japanese Union.
Okay, Hugh Japanese Union. Okay, can you please spell out?
What an idiot.
H-U-G.
Okay, H-U-G.
E-P-E-N-I.
Cover your cough.
H-U-G-E.
Like this.
S-S. I-S-S. Okay.
Union.
Huge Penis.
Yes, that's my bank.
Okay. You have any credit card or debit card?
Cover your cough with your elbow.
I know, Dad.
Like this.
I'm on the phone. I do have one credit card, yeah. I should have known something was going on because I did notice some weird spendings, but does that have anything to do with the IRS? Because, Tommy, what happened with the credit card?
When the charges first started showing up on my credit card, I thought, this is fucking fraud. But then I looked a little bit closer at what was being purchased. Beer, Jaeger, lube, Magnum condoms, Whippets, business cards. And that's when I realized you were leaving me a trail of fucking breadcrumbs.
Okay, well, sir, I'm going to forward all this information to the DEA department.
Oh, no.
Also, please hold the line and cooperate and settle the matter. And don't disconnect the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please hold on for some moment.
I swear to God, all those drops, he just was oblivious to them. I swear to God.
All right, thank you for holding the line. Nicole has been transferred to the DEA Department of the Drug Enforcement Administration. This is Officer Harry Johnson. Matter who I'm speaking with.
Officer Harry Johnson?
Yes, no, it's not Johnson, it's Jones. It spells like J-O-N-E-S, Jones, Harry Jones.
Harry Jones. Okay, I was going to say, yeah. Harry Johnson, you and me both. All right, so what's going on?
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
All right, Dad, all right, that's my dad, sorry.
All right, then, kiss my ass.
What?
Talk to you. Oh.
We are not able to take your call right now.
Oh.
Goodbye.
So that's how it ended.
Well done.
So,
wow. It's been that guy's first day.
I couldn't believe it. He must have been a newcomer to the telemarketing game. Because normally you can't hit him with that many drops.
Was that a fresh number?
Well, yeah, it was. I'm going to forget who sent it. I want to say Paul.
sent it in. Now, every time someone sends one in, I pretty much immediately try it. It sucks because 98% of them just, they don't work. But that one did, so thanks for sending that in.
How about the drive-thru strip club?
Yeah.
No, they actually do. They dance for you.
I guess. In a window? Yeah. Little darlings, right?
Yeah.
In Nevada?
Aw.
So since you, can't, since you can't go to the strip club and sit down and you know, enjoy your stay while you watch some sexy woman named Cinnamon dance to a song.
Wait, they only have one dancer? Well, or is everyone named Cinnamon?
Now you can drive through just like McDonald's.
Wait, so if you're in your car, can you beat off?
I'm sure it has.
Anything in your car.
Exactly.
You drive through, and I'm sure they're separated by not just distance, but probably glass.
Trudy, I don't think you can just beat off in your car.
Well, don't be obvious about it.
So, yeah. Let's see. It's called Little Darlings, and I believe it's owned by Deja Vu, which has several locations here in Michigan.
Oh, that's reputable. Deja Vu. No, that's, they've got a lot of credibility.
Yeah, with they the Deja came Vu on our show one time, right?
Yeah.
Deja Vu? A couple times.
Had a really reputable outlet in Ypsilanti.
They have a fantastic strip club in Saginaw that's so underrated. It's two stories. You don't see two-story strip clubs too often.
I was on the one at Port Huron with the pregnant stripper.
Oh, great.
That's hot.
Well, you're probably thinking of
that's somebody really wants
Thank
a strip.
Thank you for calling the world famous Little Darlings, the only totally nude adult club in Las Vegas. For free immediate limo pickup, please dial 0.
For immediate limo pickup
or event info, please visit www.littledarlingsvegas.com. We are always hiring. If interested, please apply in person at any time. Remember, you must be 18 or older to visit Little Darlings. To speak with a club representative, please dial 0.
Juicy Saturday, they're going to have a new feature at midnight, Triple X Nude Hand Sanitizing Wrestling.
Thank you for calling. This is Jen. How can I help you?
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We're calling about the live shows you guys are doing.
Yes. Yeah, so the drive-thrus that we're doing?
Yeah, the drive-thru. Yeah.
Okay, so basically we're going to start them on Saturday. We are still working out all the logistics and everything, so yeah, just kind of stay tuned.
Are you sure that we'll have a good view?
You know, yeah, that's what we're working on right now. So, you know, we're working on doing the whole drive-through thing to, you know, keep the whole social distancing. You know, we're working all the logistics out of
everything. Do you know what the cost will be?
We are looking at like about $100 for maybe 10, 15 minutes or so.
10, 15 minutes.
You're going to be able to actually play the music in your car.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, whatever you like, whatever you'd like to listen to.
And where is the girl at?
You know, that's what we're still kind of working out. We're kind of doing a drive-through thing.
Okay. So you have some construction work ahead of you.
There possibly could be.
Wow. Now, what happens? I mean, this is crazy, but what happens if someone, you know, they're in their car, they're really comfortable. What if they, you know, start beating it?
Oh.
Well, no, I'm serious.
I mean, here's the thing. That's a very valid question.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, this being the industry that it is, that we have to, you know, take these precautions. And I'm sure that, you know, we're going to have, you know, someone monitoring these said dances.
Wow. Okay.
But they're in their car.
Well, I mean, whether it be, you know, eye in the sky, because, you know, we do have those everywhere. In the parking lot, we have them everywhere throughout the building.
So what about the dialing? Can I ask you about dialing 0 for the, like, limo will come pick you up immediately?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, anywhere on the stripper downtown, that's where we pick up.
Wow, that's really cool. What's the cost for that? Or is that complimentary?
It's free. It's complimentary.
Oh.
Yeah. it is absolutely complimentary. I mean, you can, you know, tip your driver.
Absolutely. No, of course. Okay, and these will be the first string dancers? These aren't going to be like the third string.
And do you get a choice? Do you get to pick
No, I'm going to have first string up there for sure.
Awesome. Do you actually have first string? Do you have a depth chart?
We don't have a depth chart, you know, but, you know, everybody has their own, you know, what they, you know.
I get
their own type, right?
Some earn more than others.
Possible.
I think it's ingenious that you've done this. You've turned it around. A lot of businesses don't know what to do, and you've just flipped it like that.
Well, you know, we have to be creative right now. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. We're just staying creative and staying relevant.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Always.
It sure is.
Let the strong survive. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and good luck. I hope you guys do well with it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 She is so fired up.
Imagine if you thought the lines to get tested for coronavirus were long. Wait till you see the lines outside this drive-thru. And then you're going to see people vacate the line because their boner's just going to disappear. Like, I don't need this anymore.
Or they're just drunk.
They should throw in coronavirus testing while you're at it.
Why not?
The PSAs are still coming fast and furious. And the one thing today I thought was so dumb was the Imagine. They've got like 20 different celebrities singing a line of Imagine. Why?
I got to tell you, though, if there's a silver lining, it's that everybody online hated it.
Openly?
Listen, oh my God, they've been ripping the shit out.
This is big names. We got Maya Rudolph, Kia Gerber, Will Ferrell, Gal Gadot,
Mark Ruffalo.
Natalie Portman.
He put no effort into it, by the
way. Zoe Kravitz, Sia, Linda Carter, Amy Adams, Mark Ruffalo, James Marsden, Sarah Silverman, Jimmy Fallon. There's so many people.
Jimmy Fallon's on the song. I didn't notice him.
Yeah.
It's better than the original, too.
The worst part is...
Easy if you try.
Who's that?
Kristen Wiig. Kiss
Away. No hell below us.
It's the Winter Soldier.
Above the only sky. Imagine all the people.
He's hot.
Living for
Sarah Silverman.
Today. Yeah. Imagine there's no countries.
These people are trying really hard to.
It isn't hard
there's
to
Fallon.
Do. Nothing to kill
Portman.
Or die for.
I don't like her.
Kravitz. No effort.
Wait, why is she so quiet?
Here's Sia. Sia's going to let her rip.
Wow.
She goes into a bathroom for better acoustics.
Good thinking.
She's a good singer.
Wait, why does she have two lines in a row?
She's Sia. There's the original Wonder Woman.
That's Linda Carter?
Yeah.
She looks good.
Why'd they use Linda Carter? I'm just curious.
Is Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman?
Oh.
That's Amy Adams.
Someday you will join us. And the world.
He gets two. Who's he? Who is that?
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
Imagine no possession.
The Mandalorian?
Oh, they have to go another. They have to go another verse.
You can.
Oh, how stupid.
No need for greed and hunger. Brotherhood
Ruffalo.
Of man.
Hot.
Looks ridiculous.
Sharing all the world.
Ravi Shankar's daughter. I can't remember her name.
Oh, how stupid.
Nora Jones.
Kara Gerber.
But I'm not the only one.
No one knows who you are.
I hope someday.
Maya Rudolph.
Whose dumb idea was this? They should
yell it out.
Can we infect them immediately?
And the
there she is.
World will be as one.
Coronavirus!
That was terrible. That's awful.
It was awful. One guy wrote online, cheesy and embarrassing. Until they donate money, I can care less about this video.
Come on. Kevin Bacon is going to help us.
What?
Which is really nice. Yeah, and he's trying to go viral.
Yeah.
He's trying to get something going like the diabetes challenge where you dumped water in your head or whatever.
Diabetes challenge. ALS.
ALS, sorry.
Ice bucket challenge.
I knew it was something that sucked.
Hi, folks.
It's for Tom Hanks syndrome.
Right? I'm technically only 6 degrees away from you. Right now, like people around the world, I'm staying home.
How much time did he spend in his hair? How much poofing did he do?
This coronavirus. Because the contact that you make with someone who makes contact with someone else, that may be what makes somebody's mom, grandpa.
Well, finally, someone's explaining it to me.
You think Gen Z is really into him and he needs to get the message to him?
Who is worth staying home for. And I am staying home for Kyra Sedgwick.
Kyra.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, she sounds like a nag.
Why am I doing something? While you're staying home, you need to post a video or a sign like this one saying who you're going to stay
Bacon.
Home for.
No.
And you tag 6 friends so they do the same. You can post it on your socials with the hashtag I stay home for so that I can see it. And since we're all connected by various degrees, trust me, I know, we can work together to stay home and keep each other safe.
Are people going to blow Kevin Bacon friend. And do this?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
That
it's too much work.
ASAP.
Isn't it too much work?
Yeah. Well, when you click on the hashtag, let's see.
Elton did it.
Elton John is staying home for David Furnish.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that's because Elton John is so into David Furnish. That's the only reason he did it.
Oh, this one's sad. This one's in the hospital.
These are all people who are friends of Bacon's. He called these people up and made them do it.
There's a lot of people that are jumping on board, but I'm looking for blue check marks. So I'm looking for people that we would know.
So people are posting, they're staying out from people that are really compromised, like they're already dying. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Can you pull up Schwarzenegger's new video? Because he's getting a ton of
shit. Wait, there's Kevin Bacon's again. That means they ran out of...
Bum out the room, Bacon.
I know. Nobody cares what you think, Bacon.
He's trying to go viral. He's trying to be, isn't he trying to be cool?
He should have had this message.
If someone gets infected, you've got between 10 and 20 seconds to kill them. It might be your brother or your sister or your oldest friend. It makes no difference.
Is it this one?
Oh, yeah, that's that one that he's getting a ton of crap for. Schwarzenegger.
He's in trouble?
He's in a hot tub, smoking a cigar.
Home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie.
Oh, for smoking?
I just finished a bike ride and a little bit of workout, and I just, you know, keep staying at home, and away from the crowds and away from outside. The reason
it's easy at your fucking house.
I still see photographs and videos of people sitting in outside cafes all over the world and having a good time and hanging out in crowds. That is wise, because that's how you can get the virus.
No, you're too old to tell people to not do that.
That's how you
get
to
someone their age.
Contact with other people. So stay away from crowds. Stay away from being in restaurants and outdoor cafes. Especially in the springtime, where all the kids are going to the beach and celebrate and drink.
Arnold, your post is too long. Recut it.
So stay away from
the crowds. He's got a drop at the end. He knows his own drops.
And then we can overcome this whole problem, this whole virus, in no time. But you got to go and follow those orders. Just remember, stay at home. Don't go to crowds. Put that cookie down.
Put that cookie down now.
Oh boy, Drew, you really nailed all the complaints about it. The first one, this video clip right here is why Hollywood is so out of touch with the real world. Jesus, the ignorance level from the wealthy about what is happening to most of our lives. Many noted the self-isolation is very different from the shoebox-sized apartments with no outdoor space, let alone hot tubs. Luke Martin wrote, I'm tired of these assholes sending this message from the comfort of their spa with millions in the bank when so many of us are wondering if tomorrow will be the last day of our employment and possibly of losing everything we've worked on.
Well, Bono's, I'm telling you, if you look at the background of Bono's, he lives in the greatest house I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
It's in the south of France. It's on the Mediterranean.
This guy had the same thought as you too, Drew. He said, giving advice about avoiding a respiratory disease while smoking. that is not wise, because this is how you get the virus. That's what someone else said. I don't know what they're talking
from cigars?
You sit in the hot tub while the rest of the world fights over toilet paper and bread. This isn't a vacation for the masses. Oh, come on. No, he might be out of touch, and it's stupid, but he is trying to, I guess, tell people.
Why is he telling us? We don't know this. We can't get information from the CDC. CDC shut down?
I agree with all that, but understand.
Self-isolated?
That, I mean... I guess his intentions are, he's trying to be pure.
God, he keeps posting.
I really believe these people posting, I think they need attention.
Arnold need attention?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe
he does.
I guess
he does look a little lonely. It's just him and those animals.
No, it's him and the donkey.
He was banging the housekeeper.
Yeah, where's she at? She should be
keeping. Maria's not happy.
Oh, he's got a video of his little puppy attacking the donkey. Ooh.
My God.
He posts a lot. Here's the new one.
You know, in a crisis, improvisation is the most important thing.
He thinks he's our president.
Example.
He does.
We have started 28 years ago to provide after-school programs for kids.
Oh, he's talking about charity now.
It's called After-School All-Stars. Very successful program in 60 different cities. We are providing those programs for almost 100,000 kids.
You son of a bitch.
Now, because of the corona crisis, those kids have been sent home. So we cannot provide this.
Well, then why don't you send him a check?
He's lying. Providing after-school programs, we thought it wouldn't be cool.
We go take 1/50th of your net worth out and take care of it.
Can you pull Juice's new?
You know what the
Juice's new message is very, very important.
I always like Schwarzenegger though.
And OJ's message,
I like him too, but
OJ's message certainly does not come from a selfish place.
The greatest thing about the mini monologue that Jimmy's doing is that he's donating money every day to some place.
Jimmy's has been really
his monologue's been good too.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, we've got to finish our round of golf today.
Well,
they said they were going to close the golf course at one point, but they let everybody finish their round of golf, and now they're saying they're going to be closed, and other courses are talking about closing. But, you know, I thought the course did the right thing today. They closed the clubhouse, so you couldn't go in for breakfast or anything. But
On the golf course, guys aren't that close to each other. What they did today, they gave everybody single golf carts, and they told you not to take the pin out, and I don't take the pin out anyway.
I'll take the pin out.
But I play in a club here, and there's a lot of older guys in that club, and at one point had strokes. They don't walk that well, and they'll never go hiking.
Murderers.
And as I say, they don't really take long walks. Their only exercise is playing golf. So I kind of understand what the golf course is doing.
Oh, God. Social media has got to go. It's just got to go.
He's very angry.
You know, you let guys that have their own golf cart, you tell them not to, you know, pull a
pin out. Are we supposed to go to the club and protest this?
Yeah, because Juice wants to golf.
Listen,
he's got another great line coming up.
Golf course, and I think for some of the older guys, that golf is their
only exercise.
He's
so worried about older people.
I think it's going to hurt them.
Juice.
If you start closing all
Jesus
the
juice?
Yes.
Oh, I'm that's just Michael saying, Jackson, I'm and sorry. If you do close this them, is. You better open up some insane asylum, get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I would go crazy.
Oh, heads up!
Yeah, like all that saying, time you didn't play care. Golf in jail.
That really pissed him off.
Josh Gad has a really annoying Twitter post, if you can find that.
Josh Gad?
Yeah, the
is
actor.
Josh Gad? There's so many famous people, I just can't keep them all straight.
Josh Gad rose to fame from the South Park guys' Broadway show, the Mormon one.
Yeah,
you know?
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. And since then, he's exploded. He's been in a million movies, especially with Disney.
I know the name. I just what is he played? Is he in a movie that I like? Possibly.
Is he in a movie I like? I don't know.
Did you see the Kevin Hart one where he was playing like a best man for hire? No.
No.
Did you see Frozen 2?
No. I'm not into Kevin Hart movies, although I saw one with Kevin Hart and The Rock, and it was actually not a bad movie. It was, you know, very...
Oh, the CIA movie.
Yeah.
It's very lowest common denominator, but it worked a lot better than I thought it would.
Is it this one, Mark? I don't know.
Oh, by the way, last night...
It's one where he cries, if you can find it.
I watched... Wait, what's the Cruise movie? Oblivion.
Oblivion, yeah.
Oh, I watched Oblivion last night. I'm watching one Armageddon movie a night. And it was awesome. That was a great movie. Yeah, I think I might be starting to freak myself out.
I think
but
the ending was cool, but...
Are you going to watch Armageddon?
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh,
I watch that.
Josh Gad. I'm very concerned for him.
Seriously,
oh, okay.
Serious.
I'm ready. I'm ready for Josh.
Oh, jeez.
Cry for a second. And I was going to do it by myself, and then I thought, you know what? It's important for everybody to understand that we're all going through so much uncertainty right now.
Are you
going to
be okay? I think you'll be fine.
We're going to get through it.
How do I blow up social
media? And it's
hard,
and I'm emotional.
Oh, Trudy, how? I want to put together a horrible scheme.
Our kids deprived.
Using all my diabolical strengths.
Their normal lifestyles.
To get somebody to hack it?
I want to blow social media up. I can't stand these idiots.
But I'm also emotional because of
really crying?
All of the incredible things that so many of you out there are doing on a daily basis.
Oh, well, shut up.
What the fuck are we doing? You don't know what we're doing.
So many people.
We're not doing shit.
And I just wanted to say I love you all, and I'm thinking of you all.
Oh, we'll be
get
fine
through this.
Yeah. Hey, you guys forgot a big one today. How about this
I
one?
I'm crying.
How about
oh, yeah.
The Dame?
Yeah. Judi Dench. What?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just keep laughing.
That might be the best post I've seen because it's only 10 seconds. She's not telling me what to do except for, you know, just laugh.
Now, we did see...
Oh, Dan Rather, thank
Sorry,
God.
You
I
died.
Need someone credible.
We did see the Imagine montage, which had a slew of celebrities. Well, this is also a montage. It includes Dan Rather, Hilary Duff, George Takei, Fat Joe, Katie Couric, John Lithgow, Tucker Carlson, many more.
Hello, everybody. Dan Rather here with a reminder to stay home.
To all you young millennial assholes that keep going out
the Hillary
partying,
Duff one.
Go home. Stop killing old people, please.
You're
Stop
too old for them to listen
because
to.
Because I want to live, and I want you to live, too.
Stop being
That's a good one to guy.
Stop being in the club. Stop being
Fat
in
Joe.
Don't show your microphone.
Jerk, okay, you guys?
Stay at home.
Then one thing is...
Arnold!
Stay at home.
Practice social distancing so we can get rid of the spread of this virus as soon as possible.
Stay in. Keep your distance from others.
Because anyone could get it. Idris Elba.
Oh, Trevor Noah, thank God.
I had some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive.
He's still one of the best looking men on
the planet, so luckily coronavirus didn't take
that
away from
me. Why do you talk
that way?
Oh, listen to her.
Stay home for a little bit.
Who's Tinashe?
I don't know. She's got a huge rack.
She's hot.
To organize your brain.
Take out that old musical instrument that you have neglected.
We can journal. We can diary. We can get the things that we've had on our checklist for so long.
I'm working on my book. It's a good time to do that.
Katie Kirk.
Maybe you want to start writing.
Does anyone believe that these people really want to help us? No. Aren't they really just looking for their attention?
Just trying to stay in the news
cycle.
It's an
opportunity.
Katie Kirk said, hey, everybody at home, write a book. We're gonna have a lot of books in the next.
Okay.
So here's Tucker Carlson.
Take time to reach out to people who you haven't talked to, and to reconnect.
Tucker.
Make something good come out of the tragedy that this is.
But most important, stay at home.
I'm going. I'm going. Love you.
Oh God.
Dan Rather.
That was so clever.
Well, whatever.
When
the
did
main
Dan?
Thing.
But Dan Rather's getting pretty hip, isn't he?
I'm not
shrank him
anymore. I'm doing this.
George Day.
George looks pretty cool, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does. Sadie.
And prosper. Oh, my.
And then Dan Rather wrapped it up with this.
Good evening. I'm Dan Rather. And tonight on CBS News, 7 Saudi soldiers sodomized several of Saddam's southern settlement squatters.
Wait, I forgot. I don't want to blow up social media because Ellen Pompeo had a great post, and I'm so into her. She did a great job. I'm so proud of her.
What did she want?
And it's gone viral.
What do you want, Pompeo?
It was an accident. She just was trying to help.
Pompeo.
Why is she doing this? Why? Why?
It's an opportunity to be seen. And
you're not my age, Pompeo. I'm not doing anything you tell me to do. I'm only doing anything boomers tell me to do. If Bruce Springsteen doesn't tell me, I won't do it.
Yeah, where is Bruce Springsteen? He's the voice of...
Self-quarantine, yeah, right? Die.
Yeah, Bruce. Probably doing a concert in his basement.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Where's Pompeo?
Hey, Pompeo!
I didn't know about this one. What are you looking for?
She had a post today. She had a viral post. No, I don't know if it was
viral. It on Instagram? There would look like there was one down there.
She was like a PSA. I don't know. I read about it in a story about people doing this.
We're beyond the washing your hands PSA now. Now it's just stay home.
Is it this one, maybe? Let's see.
Yeah, that looks like it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. This is my nurses and doctors and all healthcare workers appreciation post.
Well, that's nice.
Many of us have encouraged to self-quarantine and isolate and try to stay healthy. And none of you have that privilege. You all have to be on the front lines of this thing. And what is certainly bad now...
They don't have time to watch a stupid post.
...in the next couple of weeks. So this is just from me and my family to all of you to say thank you.
Well, then why do you have it on a...
We love you.
...social media where all the people that follow you watch... Because everyone that follows you is not in that profession.
Everyone who works in a hospital or the healthcare industry... You rock.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
She's not my age. I'm not listening. Sorry.
What is she in, Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she played a doctor on TV, so she's more credible.
She was really hot in Old School.
She was in Old School?
She was the, she was a love interest in Old School.
Was she in that? She wasn't on that 70s show, was she?
No, Old I'm thinking of School.
I'm thinking of Laura Prepon.
You got it.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Laura Prepon, who is allegedly banging Tom Cruise.
Oh, she's a Scientologist. So yeah, that makes sense.
Big Scientologist.
They probably Miss Cabot probably told her she had to, so she had no choice.
Gross.
She
probably got 50%.
They just moved
off
all
auditing.
Her shit into his house. Yeah. They'll move it back out.
You
when
get 80% off auditing if you bang Tom Cruise.
Victoria Beckham had a post. It's not a audio post, but it's an important post, and it's telling us all what to do. She's not my age, so I'm not paying attention. But you know, what I couldn't believe was first of all Victoria Beckham really. We really need to hear from Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
And
we haven't heard from her in years.
I know. I think
I'm glad she's alive, really.
I think that her social media is bullshit because it claims she has 28 million followers.
Really?
Aren't the Spice Girls? Doesn't that go back to the 90s?
No. That's all Beckman. That's crossover.
That's got to be fake as hell, right? I mean, I would think her kid would have more followers.
What did she say?
Oh, you know, just the social distance and...
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
The National Football League has their first positive test of coronavirus.
Who is it?
It is a coach. And you just want to guess? I mean, you got a 1 in 32 shot.
Let's see.
A coach with coronavirus.
Chris Arians.
Nope.
Oh, well, he was traveling. He's been traveling. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to guess it's Carroll, the Seahawks coach.
Oh, good one.
Well, that's brilliant thinking, but it's not. It's Sean Payton of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he's tested positive for COVID-19.
He's been traveling.
It means Drew Brees is in trouble.
Started feeling under the weather Sunday, got tested Monday. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said he had no fever, no cough yet. Wow, he got tested one day.
No symptoms.
He wants all people to heed the warning of government officials, stay inside and behave responsibly.
He's not my age.
The worst part is he was at a horse racing event over the weekend in Arkansas.
Oh, great.
And he did an interview.
Is he going to shoot all the horses?
Did an interview about coronavirus while he was there.
Oh,
little
geez.
Did he know he was getting it while he was there.
Oh, boy. Well, don't tell me he's telling people to stay inside, by the way, since
now
he's getting it at an event.
Now he is.
But he didn't do it.
That's crazy.
He's not my age anyway.
Hmm. Hey, I was just looking at birthdays, and I know you don't celebrate them, but it's Harvey's birthday.
Weinstein?
It's Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein's birthday?
Well, happy birthday.
Call his new prison?
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God, was she pissed. She had to be the most unprofessional phone answerer ever.
Well, the first one, and then the second one was just vicious. Man, was she like, there were two, right?
Yeah,
they're
both horrible.
You.
They're worse than Evan and Alex when they were little.
They
were so bad.
How bummed would you be if you shared a birthday with Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, yeah.
It's not cool.
Like,
what a bummer.
Billy Sheehan and
Ooh.
Glenn Close and Sirhan. Sirhan.
What? Sirhan?
Oh, yeah,
Weinstein.
All birthdays on that
same
day.
What a creepy birthday day.
Why have we kept Sirhan
and Bruce Willis.
Sirhan alive all this time? What is the fucking point?
I don't know. Maybe he'll get coronavirus and die.
Well, he's in the high-risk category.
Great guy.
Let's see. I was looking for sort of just out there things to do just to change the subject. And I start going through Rick Beato.
Yeah.
And he's got a few things. First of all, he has his top 20 drum fills.
Cool.
In songs, which
is
was kind of cool.
Is he playing?
No, he's not. He does play in one where it requires two drummers to recreate because
really?
It's that intense.
Two wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when he plays the drums out because he's off in a different room.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just go to camera two.
I think it's on that one where he does a split screen of himself.
Oh,
one where he's playing
cool.
keyboards and he's jamming on guitar on the other one.
That's what the world needs right now is more Beato.
I think so. I think it's a good idea. And I think he wanted to do a windmill when he was playing a Who song. I mean, he's really getting into it, banging his head and stuff.
He did. You know he did.
But I thought the drum intros were more interesting, like the top 20 drum intros to start songs.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of
cool. When the levy breaks, right?
Yeah, I thought that was good, but he also has...
Coming up with a drum intro or a signature that actually is worthy of being out in front of a song by itself
okay,
is even
fuck
more
the explanation,
difficult,
Beato.
I would say, than with...
I'd rather see him Beato offo than give this long, windy
it, right?
explanation. Just get to number 20.
I want
to
hear some sweet drum Beatos. Beatos.
I think he gets out of control in this one.
That dude.
One of my favorite drummers of that era.
Smashing Pumpkins. Look at him on the bass.
He's rock.
He's so rock.
Good for him.
Oh, my God.
Song number 19 was produced by Daniel Lanois and Brian Eno. It has an instantly recognizable intro and is from one of the biggest records of the 1980s.
Gotta be you two, right? Oh, pull the blue sky. Look at him on guitar. Beato is so getting off.
And now he's on the bass, too. That's awesome.
Did they just flip the picture where he goes from... He does! He's playing lead and then he's playing bass.
Sweet.
He is out of control.
It was released in 1979. It was the band's debut single and it was a six-week number one.
Oh. My Sharona.
Oh, man.
Doug Feiger from Detroit, Michigan.
Doug.
Jeff's brother.
There's their name. Why is it so funny when Rick comes on the screen?
No, he just pops on there.
It's awesome.
Like it's magic.
Check it out.
Sweet.
Rock and roll Led Zeppelin. Oh, get out. You're not Paige. Stop pretending you're Paige.
Hey, it's his channel, man.
He occasionally gets off more than other times.
Intro that all the drummers when I was growing up learned to play. It came out in 1976. Here it is.
Oh, Steve Miller Band, right?
Yeah, that's a good money. Hey, why are they showing the engineer?
He needs to get hard once in a while.
You know, Beato does love to give full credit to everybody.
Released in 1973.
It's so he's less embarrassed about himself. How much credit he takes. Oh, an American band. Yeah, these are pretty good, I gotta admit.
That's not a bad list.
Song number 14 is by a drummer that's been in two huge bands. There's actually a few different drum intros that I could have taken of his, but I really like this one, even though it wasn't as popular of a song as the other one I was going
to
take.
He needs to be blooped so many times. Is this Nirvana?
Yeah, Silent Apprentice.
Singer are the same person. In fact, it takes two of
Phil
us
Collins?
To play the intro.
Yes, it's Phil Collins.
I don't care.
The choreography when they stop, like on a dime.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, how many times did they practice that?
One of the biggest bands of the late 70s and 80s. This happens to be the shortest intro on the list, but as soon as you hear it, you know what song it is.
I better. Oh, I really think she does his magic. I didn't know from the drum part.
Beato's on the stand-up bass.
Oh, he's on the stand-up bass. Oh, my God. Cut it out, Beato.
And he looks cool playing any instrument. I don't care what you guys say.
He could not fucking just play a bass guitar for this part.
No, he's that. He's,
wait a minute.
Got to be accurate, Drew. You know
this. Wait, no. No, because, what's his name? Andy Summers doesn't play stand-up bass.
Are you positive?
I don't think so.
I have an issue.
No, Sting. It would be Sting. Sting doesn't play stand-up bass.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think so.
I have an issue with number 12, that one, because this is supposed to be one of the top 20 drum intros of all time. And that's,
I know,
just,
it's like 2 seconds.
He just hits the hi-hat like 3 times.
He wanted to play the fucking stand-up bass, yeah, and he gets hard playing Sting's parts for some reason.
11 is from my favorite band and favorite
album. He's having trouble getting over
5/8. I think
it's a Sting song.
Beatles.
I don't think he played this right. Does that sound like Tomorrow Never Knows?
No, and that's not a drum intro song either.
Well,
right.
It would be more of a drum fill. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
it's a funky beat.
The top 10. This is actually the first song that's in an odd time signature, which happens to be in 7/4.
Yeah.
You can
video
probably
for
guess
one
what
half.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Such a good drummer.
I'm starting to like this.
There he's
list.
A bass.
Yeah, there he goes. Oh, he
song
was so good.
Song number 9
was
played by one of the biggest session drummers of all time. It's instantly recognizable, and one of my favorite things about it is that he's from my hometown of Rochester, New York.
Paul Simon?
Yeah, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, right?
Song number 8 was released in the year 2000. It's from a band that gets mentioned in the comments section on this channel constantly.
Oh, he gets so fried in the comments, by the way.
I'm going to do
people get so pissed
about
songs he missed.
Check it out.
Jeff Jones!
Oh, doesn't he get really mad because people are like, what about We Will Rock You?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. Constantly.
And he has to correct them.
Oh, Jeff Jones.
Well, he had 28,000 comments on his acoustic intros.
Wow. 28,000.
That's what's great about these lists, though.
Hey, it's fun. They're fun. I
like his work, man.
It's nice to see the Deftones get some love. How about the
Wait,
intro for
go?
My
Where
Own Summer?
Hey, Brandon's in his own world now. He's doing a millennial thing where he just wants to hear his own stuff.
What, does he need someone his own age to do the list?
I guess so, apparently. We're now on to Brandon's list. Brandon Beato.
Coming in at number 7 is an intro by my favorite Canadian three-piece progressive
Rush.
Rock band.
Gee, I wonder if that's
you
Rush.
You probably can't guess who it is.
Anvil. Three-piece from Canada, right?
Were they three pieces?
I think so.
That's right.
This is a back with.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Is that really one of their big songs?
It's actually been a hit song twice.
Oh, excellent.
Once in the 70s and once in the 80s. Here it is.
Oh. Aerosmith.
Back
Oh, yeah, Joe Perry. Oh, it's Piano.
Okay, now we're down to the top five.
Let me guess. Any of them could have been one thing. Yeah, okay.
This particular song
that's Beato's hook,
not
right?
Really played on
kind of.
You should trademark
set.
That.
I think it's actually played on Simmons drums, at least the kick.
No one
and
cares.
The toms.
What's the song?
Does he make that
but
up?
Jack is going to play it on the
Bloop.
Real drum set.
Bloop.
Here it is.
Oh, sweet.
I thought this would be number one.
Hey, any of the top five could have been number one, right?
Doesn't sound right either, does it?
Well, it's missing. Isn't there an engine in it?
I thought the Beatles one was way off.
Yeah!
Is he going to do Eddie's part?
No, I don't think so.
Gato won't?
No,
I don't know.
No guitar at all.
I think it's too much for him.
Of all time video, except for the
we
fact
found
Beatles that
weakness.
The song doesn't start with keyboards. It actually Hail starts him. With the drums. Here it is.
Oh, this is a great one. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Superstition.
Cool. What a cool piece.
Absolutely.
Bam, 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 where's Piero?
He's on the board playing Bring Up Stevie's track.
Song number three is one of the most original beats and recognizable intros that I can think of. It came out on an album in 1983. Here it is.
Oh, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Amen.
Piero really loves you, too.
Oh, what's that, Edge? Whoa. Cool.
Two drum intros of all time. Coming in at number two is a song that's based on a shuffle. In fact, it's based on the Purdy Shuffle. It's instantly
recognizable. Purdy Shuffle.
And it's a very hard groove to play. Here it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, he loves Toto. He fucking loves Toto.
Roseanne, all snobs love Toto.
Yeah, music snobs, you're right.
Love it.
Number one.
No, he's got runners.
Okay,
he's got the honorable mentions.
Number one, just like in the top acoustic guitar intros of all time, it's the same group, and everybody knew this was going to be number one.
Well, here's honorable
the
mentions.
Beginning. Here it is.
Oh. Don't they have a graphic that says, no echo or something? I think they're going to have... There it is, there it is!
Played without echo.
That's do we really
now.
Need that?
Subscribe here to
hey, he's a stickler.
If you're a first-time viewer on this channel,
I feel like he picks the songs that he likes to play and then he forces them into his list.
Absolutely.
Hey.
What? Should we do the acoustic guitar intro list? I thought that was kind of cool.
Is he playing all of them?
He plays some of them.
How
he absolutely. He gets involved. And he has oh, you got to see part of the intro because it's out of hand what he does.
What is
he starts talking about all the equipment.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we can blow by it, but
I mean,
you just
sure.
have to see some of it to see how video for one it is.
Now,
which is video for him to beat off to himself.
His Beato off to? His site is very, I mean, it's very in-depth for musicians.
Oh, it's I can stand his site for hours.
Oh,
seriously,
me too.
It's a lot of fun. I like Rick.
But I imagine people do speed through some of the explanations.
Oh, no question.
At least in the lists.
Introduction of a song with a memorable guitar part is a difficult thing to do. There should be an identifiable instrumental hook called the signature that begins the song. It's usually a combination of a melodic line and the chord progression. Now, I don't mean songs like Landslide that just
Quiet.
Picks through the chords.
What do you mean, Rick?
Oh, wait. This is what he doesn't mean.
That's a great part on its own.
I played that perfectly,
really
too.
Melodic hook. In this video, I'm going to count down my top 20 acoustic guitar intros of all time. Coming in at number 20 is a song that actually strums the chords.
Oh, it must have been the drum
one.
But
the strumming part is really the entire hook of the song. It also uses these sus chords, sus 2 and sus 4 chords.
Bloop, bloop.
What?
All right, we got it's free falling. One of these songs, he forgets what he's doing and he just keeps playing it and playing it and playing it. I think he finished the song.
Grammy Hall of Fame.
Child grew up the other day, came in the world in the usual way.
Someone's vagina.
Coming in at
should've
number 18
that.
Is from this particular
using a man's
artist,
sperm that didn't
want to
play catch with him.
And it's the only song in the entire list that's in an odd time signature.
No way.
I don't support that.
Great song.
Yeah.
Three It was from this artist record entitled "You Don't Judicious. Mess Around with Jim."
Oh, Jim Croce. The late, great Jim Croce, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 16 is a song that is actually a little bit obscure unless you know Alice in Chains, but it really sounds like the grunge era, and it's a killer intro.
What is it?
I Stay Awake, yeah. Great song.
He goes apeshit on Seasons.
Oh,
I
really?
Mean, ape shit.
Such a good song.
It might
coming
be honorable mention.
Cornell one? It's from the 1969 rock opera Tommy, where Pete Townsend demonstrates
Cornell?
How many
Cornell solo, I believe.
In a row with F sharp in the bass.
Pinball Wizard.
He has to get the heavy strumming. He will not stop. Okay, bye.
Is this the one he spaces out on? And
yeah, no, it's Seasons.
Of this next artist, who happens to be the only person that I've actually met on this entire list.
Bloop!
Oh, did you do her?
Nancy Wilson, looking mighty hot.
Crazy on you!
So because he met her, he can use her audio?
Yeah, okay. He just wanted to brag about that.
Release. By one of the finest acoustic guitarists ever in pop music. The song was written as a reaction to a friend's suicide.
Did we really need that bit of information?
No.
Fire and Rain.
That's a great song.
That's a great tune.
It's one of George Harrison's two contributions to the album and one of the finest examples of a signature introduction hook.
Most streamed Beatles song.
Bloop!
It was no more bloopy than what he said.
It was.
You should have walked down the aisle to that song.
Even valuable information!
He totally would have Beato blooped it.
That was huge information.
Would have gotten a Beato bloop.
In 1972,
I wouldn't have blooped
ended
that.
Up being one of the most famous progressive rock songs of all time.
See, I didn't bloop that.
I could play that.
Yes.
How about Long Distance Runaround, Trudy? Wasn't that like 13 minutes long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know how to play that.
It was around about 13 minutes long.
1960s, and is also by one of the greatest fingerstyle guitarists of all time.
Oh, Scarborough Fair? Really?
Boring.
What movies remind you of?
Oh, Mrs. Robinson.
The Graduate, yes.
The Graduate, yeah.
Songs to play.
Mrs. Robinson.
You're feeling the pressure.
More Led Zeppelin.
Pager! Boy, Zeppelin makes it into these lists a lot.
Yeah.
All right, I think this one I would have put
deservedly
way higher.
75 and is one of the most recognizable 12-string guitar parts ever.
Oh, because he wants to play 12-string. Oh, no, he's not a 12-string, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a 12-string.
It is?
Oh, well, that's why it's in there, so he can play a 12-string. That's a great song.
Yes.
Rush! I love Rush.
It's actually kind of a tricky part to play because of the pull-offs.
Oh, shut up.
But you will recognize it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
There's that one.
Pager!
Page!
The pull-offs.
His debut record. When I was growing up, it's a song that everyone had to learn how to play.
Boston? He likes Boston a lot.
Yeah.
He's a song by a gay guy.
Dave Scholes is badass, though.
I close my
eyes. The first album was great. I will admit the first Boston album was great. It was a little overplayed. Played out.
Coming in at number four is a song that uses the entire verse melody in the introduction guitar part.
Boop.
Never heard of the song, never heard of the band.
I don't think he played this right.
The Beatles?
Norwegian Wood.
Coming Coming in at number three is a song that I always say is my favorite ballad of all time. And I will eventually do a What Makes This Song Great on this.
Great, cool.
Angie. Angie Bowie.
Love you, Jagger.
Just make me want to hear some music. Not by him.
I can't play or say the name of, otherwise we'll take the video down. Oh. But I can play the chords and you'll know what it
so
is.
Powerful.
Check it out.
This song is played out, I think.
I hate this song.
It is.
I'm just weary of it. It just gets played too much on radio.
Yeah.
Radio ruined this song, Trudy.
Totally did.
You're ruining the song.
I know.
But doesn't the live one, isn't it a badass version?
No, this song's never cool.
Well, I mean,
the guitar playing is Don Felder's playing is
Don
amazing.
Felder and Joe Walsh
song
together.
Song still so sucks.
Back and forth.
Before we get to number one.
Oh, he hit the guitar. Cut it out, Beato.
I thought really hard about putting on the list, but they
get
didn't
get ready for him to just
it.
Blow himself.
Season!
Yeah, let this play.
I feel like I'm watching him blow himself right now. I really do.
Oh, he's
it's
earned
just
it.
As obscene.
Hey. He's not going to dare try to sing it, is he?
No, but he just can't stop playing. Oh, gee, I wonder what song this is. You've only been playing for a half hour.
Hello?
Hello, Rick? You can finish the list? This is an honorable mention, dude. He's so out of control.
Where am I?
Look at him. He's so amazed by his own work there.
He's refracting.
Wait, that's your ride by Boston? He's refracting. He is. That's why I had to play a Boston song.
You gross.
Dave Matthews. I've never heard him on a list. I like the song, though. Hack up your skirt. Yeah. Hoo-ah. Well, he's not refracting anymore, obviously.
Coming in at number one, well, I think you all know what it is.
I don't.
It really couldn't
I
be
know
anything
what it is.
Else.
Ugh.
Another one that...
It's played out.
Too much yeah. play, yeah.
Do you guys play Hotel California on wheels?
No.
I kind of didn't think so.
Eagles.
You play Stairway?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
In the
Lots.
Middle of the day?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yes.
That rocks.
Hey, speaking
that
of
is so cool.
Speaking of local radio, I got our answer to earlier in our show, the Dave and Chuck answer.
Yes.
It was a pre-planned vacation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And when they come back, Dave.
Can you get the source for that information?
No, I'm not going to get the source out because there's more information. But Dave will be live from home and Chuck will be forced to go to the studio. However, somebody in that building had a spouse who has tested positive.
What?
Swear to God. That's according to my source. It's just my
she
source.
Needs to go.
I don't know. That's not. I could be
it
he.
Could be a guy. Yeah, that's true.
Could be a she. I said spouse. We don't know.
Well, I want to say that this week is kind of a normal week for planned vacations. I mean,
why wouldn't you
the
go
same
in?
One.
You can't travel.
You can't travel.
Go to work.
I mean, it's kind of a big week to be on radio.
I think your listeners would appreciate
the same. Oh, all the people commenting on the post were like, oh, just be driving.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
How do they
be safe?
How do they incorporate the usual content into this content, though? It'd be completely, it would really usurp the feel.
I guess
of the
they
show.
Play best of it's pretty much the same thing.
I was looking at some of their old posts. I guess
it's brilliant.
The day before their vacation, they were talking about everything being closed, mainly amusement parks. Because that's what
amusement
are into.
Parks in March.
Yeah. That's what people are into. I don't know.
Okay. Huh?
I don't know, we're the ones out of we're not we're the fun. Ones in a basement.
They could have been playing top 20s of Rick Beato. What the hell's wrong with them? Yeah, boy.
One of them would have played him himself.
Hey, can somebody check? Is Evangeline Lilly getting a lot of shit? Because I just saw that
she
post
dead yet?
Before the show, and I was like, you idiot. Why are you trying to top Vanessa Hudgens?
That's a good question. Let's see.
Well,
it's so the tone deafness is incredible.
Did she post that? She put it on Instagram,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. Her profile picture. Nice.
She used to be really hot, and then she disappeared, and no one knew what happened to her.
She was in The Lord of the Rings.
Let's
or The Hobbit. Yeah.
Oh, well, no one saw that.
I think she deleted it. I don't know, because like her last Instagram post was from 3 days
ago.
That's
it. That's the one, though. That's the one right there.
Okay. And then her last tweet is from like last week.
Wait, it took people 3 days? Is no one following her?
No, they're not.
So people got pissed off at this picture that says, I just dropped my kids off at the gymnastics camp.
Here's the first response. Wish things were normal here in New Mexico. Can't even find food at the grocery store. People are hoarding and it's getting out of control. Schools are closed for 3 weeks. We're on lockdown.
I like this one. I really liked you. This is so incredibly disappointing.
How ignorant of you to sit there and preach when the entire world is experiencing deep stress and uncertainty.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, you are entitled and uneducated. Perhaps you should volunteer at your local hospital and find out for yourself, selfish asshole.
This is the most irresponsible thing I've read all day. Educate yourself, bitch.
People are just flying around social media looking for irresponsible things to read.
Excuse me, I'm just...
they're locked in, man. Evangeline.
Evangeline, are you a virologist? How about an epidemiologist? This is irresponsible. I will be unfollowing.
Whoa. You're angry.
Wow, that's powerful.
Wow.
She was an Ant-Man, too. That's right.
That hurts.
I hope there's enough hospital beds and ventilators when you need it.
Oh, there will be, because she's famous.
She's just living her life, though.
She's a moron.
That's just going to be her life, because she's just living her life.
Hey, you belong in jail. People like you are going to cause this to spread. You're going to kill people.
You're gonna kill people.
Get over yourself. This just shows
I'm all
how
for jailing
selfish,
her.
How self-absorbed you are.
What if they locked her up?
You know, I wish people that were this self-absorbed on social media could be jailed for it. Should it be a crime to be overly self-involved and overly narcissistic? Because it's out of control.
I think this comment on her post sums it all up. I think you need to stop talking like you know anything. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, the joys of social media.
Well, people are locked in now. She only has 2.3 million followers.
Oh, I'm sure she gives them just loads of entertainment too.
Well,
look, selfie after selfie. Are those her posts? No, those aren't her.
Oh, breaking news! Britney has finally posted her yoga pose.
Oh, thank God.
Right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
They're like a mile away. She's on a beach somewhere. Downward. Is that Downward Dog, Trudy?
Yes, that is.
And then the other one, she's doing that's called Boning the Sand. Oh. What is it? Up Dog?
Up Dog, yeah.
Yeah, so.
She did post some audio.
Oh, good.
You can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices.
She's really helping me get through this with these yoga poses.
I know. Well, I've been waiting all day for it.
She's hot. I don't care.
Selfie, 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 selfie. There's Britney looking to the left. There's Britney looking to the right.
Here's a comment.
There's Britney wearing blue. There's Britney wearing red.
What are you doing outside? Oh my God. You're not allowed to go
outside.
She's
all by herself.
I know. On a beach. Well, besides the person taking the photo, but they're socially distancing themselves.
Did you see the post? Nobody watches you harder than people that can't stand you.
Well, that's the one where she was mad at the haters.
Yeah, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I don't think her getting a few shitty responses is really very important in the scheme of things. I think she would know that, too.
She's doing her part. She's giving us social distancing yoga poses, which is what we need right about now.
I don't know. She's still cute. She's just a little Amanda Bynes-esque.
She is.
I love her. She's great.
It reminds me of Amanda Bynes.
Oh, what a disaster Amanda
is. I hate to be this way, but I'm going to be this way. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I gotta find the post. Oh, Jesus.
Yoga.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die.
Yoga cures coronavirus. Confirmed. That's a comment on Brittany's post.
All this coronavirus activity is just too much for Amanda Bynes, who's demanding our attention. You know, I'm engaged. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not engaged and I hate my parents. Fuck my parents. Mm-hmm. Then it was, I'm pregnant. I mean, just as we're trying to settle into this new reality comes today's announcement that Amanda Bynes is seeking treatment for mental health issues. And her attorney adds that for privacy during this time. Any speculation about her personal life from the public and the media or social media must cease so Amanda can get better. So she can just post complete insanity, telling everyone how ugly they are. I'm sober. I'm engaged. I'm pregnant. I'm fucked up. I'm an idiot. And we need to just shut up, all of us, the minute that she needs privacy. I mean, apparently, it is part of her mental health treatment. She looks at social media to see what people are saying about her. So we have to be quiet.
To her credit, she hasn't done the ugly posts in years. She has. I mean, that was during a time where she was not medicated.
Shouldn't she just not be on social media? Yes. After what happened back then, shouldn't there be no more social media for you, Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
After telling everyone in the world, basically, how ugly they are.
And after telling Drake to
murder my vagina.
There should be a law that she's not allowed internet service providing at all.
I feel like
no, would that be great? Wouldn't that be great? It would be so think of all the people you eliminate.
I do feel for her, though, because she does have a condition. She has something where her mind switches, and it sucks.
Yeah, she's
bipolar. She's bipolar.
So stay off the internet.
I just think social media is a bad idea. Yes. I mean, to tell us that we can't talk about her because she's in mental health and, you know, she reads this shit and you could really hurt her and fuck her up.
Is she really pregnant? Because they kind of backtracked that.
I don't
know.
I mean, that's what I mean. She's just posting crazy shit and we're all hearing about it constantly.
I'm pretty sure she is.
And then the next post was how when she delivers the baby, she's not allowed to keep it.
Yeah.
Well, she has people in place to keep it.
Who posted that?
I think TMZ had a story about it because of her psychiatric
Her family
or whatever, her family
in.
Gets it. Yeah.
Yeah, her family will step
she's
in.
She's not a fit mother, and she's not even a mother yet, okay. But everyone knows she's not a fit mother.
She is heading down Britney Spears Avenue where they will take the, you know, conservation.
Well, is it pretty clear, well though, that maybe social media is a bad idea?
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
For either reading about it or reading her shit or posting.
Why don't they just create a fake social media list when she logs on? It's just all positive.
Exactly. That's a great idea. Yeah. Or just a fake social media where she gets a billion likes every time she posts something.
Yeah, we can send Chet Hayes there.
There's all these other fake people on it.
And in regards to the legitimacy of her pregnancy, she posted an ultrasound that has the names written on it. I mean, unless she's an ultra photoshopper, I'm pretty sure that ultrasound
could be, couldn't it be someone else's?
All of this is just a terrible idea.
Amanda
Bynes? She's got mental health issues, and people don't just go, I'm in and happy for you. No, they're going to say shitty things. They're going to go, but you're a nutcase. What are you having a baby for? And she's going to read it. And her attorney says that we must cease any speculation about her personal life. What do you mean?
She's out there begging
for our attention every 5 minutes in the middle of a pandemic. And then we have to just shut the fuck up because she's not feeling well.
That's the deal with social
media. It's like the female Pete Davidson, isn't it?
Ooh, they should get together. It'd be great.
Oh, she started it before he did, though. She's the OG of that move.
I mean, I'm sympathetic to her. I just think, get her off social media. Just get her off.
Yeah. It's not doing her any good.
Don't tell us everything that happens in her life. We don't want to know anyway.
Yep. All they have to do is pull the Zoov's maneuver when he has people who are annoying him in the house using the internet is to surreptitiously unplug the router.
Zoov's.
And then they're always like, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong?
That's a good move.
I don't know.
Just collect your phone like Maz doesn't do with his daughters.
That was so ballsy of the Florida beaches to close on this coming Monday so they can enjoy all the spring break income. It's and honestly, spread all the coronavirus they want
it's
until
like a,
Monday.
It's like a kid where you tell them, go pick up your room, and they're like, okay, fine. And then they mope and go really slow up the stairs. It's like Florida's like, all right, we'll shut the beaches starting
right
Monday.
The beach.
I mean,
bye.
They clearly win the Greed Award.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible
cooked.
That they were open yesterday is incredible.
Yeah.
And they're staying open until Monday and act like, oh, close, you fun governors, you pandemic paranoid people.
It's bad. God. Yeah. Mm. And all those people are going to come back and kill their parents because they're going to bring it all over the states even more so.
If they don't get Kendall Jenner to talk to these people, it'll never stop.
Just listen to Arnold.
I was watching TV news, and you know the anchors are so far apart. I just want to go in and shove them together.
Yeah, make them kiss each other.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. CBS this morning, they made such a big deal about it because they have three anchors.
Get
they're
over
all
it.
Separate.
It's not that big a deal to measure 6 feet between two fucking people.
But here's the thing. They separated them by that, and then they had a guest on, so they were all closer. Like, you guys are closer now. That just defeats the purpose.
Well, that's total bullshit. Someone should have called them
they're
out.
They're all dying. Gail's going to have it.
And then Oprah.
She was just with Oprah.
ASAP.
Hey, did you see that Liam sent a tweet?
It's not happening.
Talking about getting together with Noel for a little Oasis reunion after this is over.
Noel's not going to do that.
Oh, come on, Noel. I heard Geldof saw a tweet that somebody put out about putting on a big concert.
Is it happening now?
And he's encouraging this reunion.
That's not happening.
Not to mention, I guess he's trying to guilt Mick Jagger sitting on a bunch of money from some people, and he's trying to guilt him into being part of it. So that'd be pretty cool.
Man, I can't stop.
What's going on?
I don't know. So is this all this beer here? Is this for Charlie tomorrow? Does he need this beer?
No, he left it for us.
I'm five.
I don't drink. Brandon's drank for what?
I'm five deep.
Brandon.
Pretty fucking buzzed.
Jesus. What the hell's going on?
I apologize.
What is new on... I love this song. What is new on Netflix and stuff this weekend? There's a few choices, I guess.
I haven't even been on Netflix for a while, man. And I don't know if we're going to be able to. They're going to end up slowing it down everywhere.
That's right. They're slowing down Europe first.
So the
what do you mean they're slowing down Netflix?
They don't want you to watch 4K or high def, so you're going to have the real grainy type things because of the demand on the internet.
Everybody's off of work. They're all going to be binging on Netflix. So what's going to happen is...
Only so much space?
Yeah. It's going to drain their shit.
What's really funny about that, dude. There was a lot of people really angry like a week ago because AT&T and Comcast are like, hey, no data caps. Don't worry about it. We got you. And everyone immediately was like, those data caps, we always knew that was bullshit, and now we have proof. Because the idea behind it was, well, we can't overwhelm the system. But immediately, they want to be heroes and get rid of data caps. So
they're giving us something fake, and so we can feel so fortunate.
It cost them nothing. Although Verizon still, I don't know if they have yet, but Verizon was the last to go, nah, you guys just don't have data caps.
I read the Julie Hines had a story about new things to stream this week, and she mentioned a couple things that were interesting. The Plot Against America,
the Philip Roth book. Yeah, that's the one I was telling you about.
The Lindbergh story.
Yeah, on HBO. Yeah.
9 p.m. Monday on HBO. And then
a little slow, but it's pretty interesting.
Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu, starring Reese Witherspoon. I have no idea good. It didn't seem like my cup of tea. But After Truth, Disinformation, and the Cost of Fake News, 9 p.m. Thursday on HBO.
I saw a teaser for that. It actually looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's about real fake things and how people believe them and what it causes, which I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting.
I saw a clip.
Because I'm tired of bullshit.
I saw a clip, and it was a New York Times reporter, and they're waiting for a press conference. And then I wish I could remember. I think it's Jacob Wool. Do you know who Jacob Wool is? He's got a Twitter account. He's got a following, but a lot of it's hardcore right.
I'm not sure.
So he's looking out the window, and there's a bus. And he goes, "That's a George Soros paid bus." And so he took a picture of it and tweeted that out. And the New York Times guy confronts him, like, "What are you doing? How do you know that?" He goes, "I have a gut feeling that it is." He's like, "But you're spreading that to all your followers, and you don't know that. There's no truth behind it."
George Soros.
It's pretty scary.
Then there's on Netflix Friday, Life of Speed, the Juan Manuel Fangio story. And I'm like, who the fuck is Juan Manuel Fangio? He's the godfather of Formula One racing.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they made it sound like it was pretty good. And
there's one on Netflix that I started watching.
Can Netflix crank some stuff out? We need more stuff.
Can't film anything right now.
Some old movies then.
I've been telling Mark about a F1, Formula One documentary that I saw. And it's about the safety and the regulations, and it shows a lot of the clips of really horrific crashes and stuff.
Well, that part's
I've been
cool.
searching for this. I thought it was called F1. I've been looking for it for years. I haven't been able to tell them what it is specifically. So
there's a new Brett Kreischer stand up on Netflix for Bert? You. I know you love him.
He was on TMZ today.
He was?
He was so... Oh.
Did he have a shirt on?
No, he didn't.
I did not. So there's a new show I started watching. It's called 100 Humans on Netflix. Now, it's kind of annoying in how it's edited and presented, but they basically take 100 people and run them through, psychological tests. So it opens with they're all standing on squares, and they're like, raise your hand if you think you're in the top half of attractive people out of the 100. So theoretically, 50 people should leave, but only 30 do. And then they do it again, just showing how everybody thinks they're hotter.
Is it pretty obvious that there's some people that don't belong in that group?
Yes. Yeah, it's incredibly obvious. And then they do another test where if you're a better dancer, do you have a higher sperm count? thinking that it's based on a theory, a psychological or truth making weird face.
Yeah, because dancer.
They explain it basically throughout time. People have danced, and it usually shows that you're more athletic. In other words, you'd be a better mate over time.
I see.
So they just run them through all these stupid tests.
Is that why
tests.
Women like guys who can dance?
That's kind of their point. But the results might shock you.
Oh.
And if you find people in uniform more attractive or not, which is kind of, that was a really good one too. I don't know. It's just silly things.
Did the chicks go for the dude in uniform? Or
it depends what uniform. Versa?
Oh, really?
Yes.
What uniforms do they like?
Cops.
Of course. I know cops.
Doctors.
I live next to this cop.
Made no difference for guys, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't think so. This cop lived downstairs from me in this apartment complex when I just got out of college and I was selling for a paper
the
company.
The guy I know.
He had so much ass. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I'm like, what is it with this guy? I just didn't get it. I'm like, because I knew Barry, and he was a good guy, but he was an older guy, and there was nothing terribly special about him. But then when he put on that uniform.
Was he wearing it all the time?
No, he just knew chicks who knew him, who knew he was a cop, and he just, I don't know, chicks just went for him. I thought it was a Southern thing or something, but I don't think it is.
Barry, was his first name Chuck?
No, his first name was not Chuck. His name was Barry.
Was his last name Obama? Yeah, I feel like we are running out of things to watch.
Yeah, I was actually glad the weekend was coming because I felt like I need away from the show for a couple days. I really do. I'm just tired of looking at the coronavirus and the stories. And because you turn on any news, you turn on any source that we normally rely on is going to be whammo.
Yeah.
You know, the first story is going to be about, even if it's a celebrity thing, it's going to be about, you know, Vanessa Hudgens' stupid post or Kevin Bacon trying to go viral.
I know. It's kind of fun watching TMZ cover this.
What do you mean? I saw a ton of great news today. I saw that Ben Affleck went to get coffee with his new girlfriend. That was news. I saw the baby Stephen A. Smith video.
Wait, what's the Kourtney Kardashian story today? It's just the most mindless shit. And honestly, at a time like this, it makes me go, why do people ever pay attention to this? Why does this get put to the top of the news?
Well, I thought that was Corona related, because didn't she put something that was Bible, like a Bible verse or something?
Yeah, but then she's posing in a bikini. I swear to God, I'm not kidding. That's how the story kind of goes.
Well,
if you look at the Daily Mail version of it.
Against some skin.
No, I'm not against it. It just looks kind of
off message.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you usually don't
not to
see
mention
very religious people dressed scantily.
I'm not trying to be a jerk about this, but aren't those girls closing in on 40 years old?
Oh, she's over 40.
So,
Courtney's over 40.
Isn't there a point where you don't want to try to be the hottest chick?
Even
you want to get by on something else or add to your hotness or sort of respectfully grow old?
She isn't even top three hottest in her family.
Kim's 39.
Kim's beautiful. I think so too.
I like Courtney.
I think all the women in the family are beautiful, but it just seems like, you know, as you get to a certain point. And Kim seems to be, she's a lawyer now. Go to any college whatsoever, but she's a lawyer now.
Kim's 39. Courtney's 40. Chloe is 35. And that's why the Jenner chicks, that's why Kylie and Kendall are the big hot new thing now, because they're in their 20s.
Well, no, I understand that. And they can't resist it because if you're super hot and you have a following, then your life is made.
Yep.
You have a mate.
Pretty much.
Until you're 50. Or 40, or whatever. I guess not even 40. The Kardashians, they'll probably be in, I guess they'll be half nude for the rest of their lives.
Good. Why not?
Oh, Christ. Are you kidding, Mark?
What, that story?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Prince Harry feels helpless so far from family on lockdown in Canada.
He's the one, you move, you idiot! Yeah, he's the one that left.
Oh, God, I just want these people to shut up. This is what I mean about social media and how it's... It has sort of reset what is news and what is not news.
Yeah,
and dumb shit like this. Because people go, I love Harry and Meghan. I like the royal family.
All right, here's a great non-coronavirus celebrity story. I really like this one, though.
Oh, yeah, I got a gang of them. If you want non-coronavirus.
You don't like mind branding? You don't even know what it is.
Oh, this is a wild story. Fiona Apple quit cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
after excruciating night with Quentin Tarantino.
But listen to her description of the night.
I know.
Because it sounds awful.
I know. I'm really ready for an excruciating description. One night, let her give me a cocaine for good. During my conversation in New York, Apple confessed she quit using drugs after spending the night at the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood filmmaker's home with then-boyfriend Anderson, listening to a pair of cinephiles brag to one another.
Paul Thomas Anderson, the maker of Magnolia, There Will Be Blood.
Boogie Nights.
Did he do Boogie Nights?
Yeah, he did.
So is she still with him?
No.
He's been with Maya Rudolph for like 20 years.
But think about this. Oh. People love cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. It's really hard to stop taking it. And this made her stop immediately.
I understand in a way. She's trapped in an endless conversation between two hotshot directors who can't stop bragging to each other. And she has nothing to say, and she doesn't want to say anything.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Every addict should get locked in a private movie theater with QT and PTA on coke, and they'll never want to do it again. She wanted to tell other vices she indulged in while dating the Boogie Nights director, including weed, ecstasy, and plenty of alcohol. The pair met in 97, went on to become an it couple. Privately, the romance was painful and chaotic.
Could you imagine those two?
Wow.
You know, is it really right? You know, obviously, kissing and telling is fascinating to read about when you're not in the couple.
Sure.
Oh, but yeah. Is it just a shitbag thing to do? I mean, we're talking 23 years ago this happened.
Was it too soon?
Well, no, that's the
thing. No, it's just that, I mean, it's easy for her to say. I'm sure Paul Thomas Anderson could say some pretty shitty, stupid things about her.
Has somebody been sitting on this story forever, or did she just recently say this?
She just did a big interview with New Yorker.
Because I think a lot of people are sitting on stories right now. For example, I did see an non-coronavirus news, the explanation of why one of the Wayans brothers was fired from SNL. And I mean, it's like, that's been out forever. I also saw, hey, by the way, this Polish actor who's 100 years old, he just came out as gay. Hey, last night, the Masked Singer.
He's going to go get off.
No, right? The Masked Singer.
A pile of dudes.
The Swan.
He's going to shrink and die, shrivel up because he's going to blow so many loads.
The Swan was Bella Thorne on The Masked Singer. How about Eddie Van Halen's wife reveals her favorite Van Halen song? That's news.
All those stories are just so stupid.
It was DOA, by the way. Marvel, the superheroes.
Thanks for letting us know what it is. We're all interested.
They have the first non-binary superhero, and they named him or it Snowflake. Millennials killed Playboy again. Playboy, it looks like they're completely going to be toast.
I'd rather hear coronavirus stories.
Nobody cares. No, was anybody worried about Playboy?
No.
I mean, seriously.
And of course, the big local news, bye-bye Darius Slay. So,
Yeah, the Lions, we could talk for a minute on the Lions, but first I want to finish. He said Paul Thomas Anderson was a hothead, throwing a chair across the room after attending the 98 Academy Awards. Apple also claims he physically kicked her out of his car and would often say cruel things to her in public, but under his breath, so that only she could hear.
Ooh,
he's really tricky. I think maybe he has a side to the story, or I mean, is he known as a prick? I don't know.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I'd never heard anything terrible about him before. I'm going to look it up, though.
That's a great question. I don't know.
She also specified he was never physically abusive and that she, at times, could be a little fucker herself. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, she's very cantankerous.
Well, it was also, again, 23 years ago. She would have been 19 then, I think. Yeah, she's 42. She would have been 19. So I'm sure she was a major fucking know-it-all, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Could you imagine Fiona Apple that age?
No, it's scary.
Well, it's just stupid that she's in this world.
I bet you she stunk.
What?
She always looked like she smelled.
Yeah, I agree. I thought so, too.
No, she doesn't look like she's... I like Fiona Apple.
I know you do.
Greasy.
You
seemed like a greasy hair. She had greasy hair, didn't she?
No way.
She's a great singer.
Yeah, I think she's got a great voice.
She's really talented.
But she looks anything, it's malnourished.
Got a good version of Across the Universe. Bloop!
Yeah. As a voice of an angel.
No. I've been careless with a delicate
man. And it's a sad, sad. And I think one night I was telling Brandon all about my love of Fiona Apple and playing too many songs, didn't I?
Oh, I've listened to so many Fiona Apple songs just in this basement.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. So, the Lions. Boy, I just think this administration is off to a great great 4-year start.
Well, they really heard your Patriot. What did you call them? Patriot?
Yeah, Patriots. The pretend Patriots.
Pretend Patriots, because they're picking up every Patriot that is available.
Yeah.
Except for Tom Brady.
15, in fact. 15 Patriots.
That's
seriously
ridiculous. Come on.
And that's what? Just since Patricia and Quinn have been like locked together.
So they have fleeced the Patriots out of 15 great players that they just, you know.
Well, doesn't say some of the Patriots don't want them anymore.
Danny Amendola, John Absolutely. Atkins, Caleb Banach, Russell Bodine, Justin Coleman, Jamie Collins, Trey Flowers, Daron Harmon, Frank Heron. The list goes on and on and on, and most of them aren't even on the team anymore.
Well, they have dumped Darius Slay. They got a third and a fifth for a Pro Bowl cornerback.
Jeez.
I realized that we love draft picks, and I remember they loved that third round pick they got for Golden Tate because they didn't want to pay him.
But they did sign Desmond.
What did that third round? What did that third round pick do? Who was it?
We don't know because it kept getting traded. It got traded to a bunch of different places.
So what did we get for Golden Tate? Who's still a good player. Good player.
Yeah, he missed those 4 games, but
yeah, he missed some games.
It was a weird trade. He was
effective when he played. Yeah. Quandre Diggs. He was in the Pro Bowl last year.
Weird one.
Devin Kennard, 7 sacks the 2 years with the line now gone. Graham Glasgow. I still don't understand that.
I don't get that one either.
They signed this guy from the Eagles that plays. He's a backup.
Well, yeah.
He started 4 games in 2 years.
I read a lot about it, though, and it's more because he was behind, and I don't know. He's got a big upside. I mean, but nobody knows. Nobody knows. How do you grade linemen?
How do you pay a guy $10 million a year that hasn't started? I mean, I think you'd be in a good bargaining spot with a guy like that. Graham Glasgow signs for about the same money for 4 years.
The Slay trade, a lot of the experts, the NFL insider experts, think that it is a very fair trade.
Well, they signed him for 3 years for $50 million. So, obviously, Philadelphia thinks he's got a lot in the tank.
Well, I do know that they signed Desmond Trufant from Atlanta. But with Slay gone, does this mean they're necessarily going to be drafting that cornerback? Or are they going to be maybe trading that pick to New England, who needs a quarterback and might take Tua?
I think this whole idea that somehow when the Lions get draft picks, they're going to draft similarly good players is ridiculous.
Well, totally ridiculous.
They have not drafted well.
But it makes the draft exciting because they have 9 picks. Hey, it's something to look forward to. There's 9 picks for the Lions fans to follow.
So they're going
to
take a cornerback.
Remember the draft?
Number 3. Ooh!
Remember, the draft has always been.
We just had a Pro Bowl cornerback.
Well, we just signed one, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they signed the guy from Atlanta, Desmond Trufant. Thanks for the podcast. Brandon just pointed out.
Well, no.
He was a Pro Bowler in 2015, 5 years ago. They signed Chase Daniels, too, the Bears backup. Ooh.
I know.
This guy has a sterling record.
I gotta find this story. I was reading about Chase Daniel and how much he has gotten paid per completion over his career.
$40 million.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
I think it's $300,000 per completion.
He has made $40 million as a backup who started just a handful of games. I mean, that's a great gig.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's a pile up. Darius Slay, Golden Tate, Quandre Diggs, Devin Kennard, Graham Glasgow, Snacks Harrison. That's a bunch. That's a pile of talent right there. All gone. All gone.
Football.
If you go
all
back,
night.
I love Slay.
If you go back the last 7 or 8 years, you'll see that it's amazing how many players, once they're good with the Lions, bye.
Hey, Gurley's available now. Todd
Didn't
Gurley.
A'Shaun just leave, too?
Oh, A'Shaun, yeah. Left, I forgot about A'Shaun.
Yeah,
I always liked A'Shaun.
And he signed with the Rams, and the Rams let go Gurley, and they let go Clay Matthews.
Yeah.
Is Clay Matthews just old now?
I'm wondering if the Lions are going to take a shot at a Todd Gurley or a Devontae Freeman. Hey, I don't know.
They won't.
I think they're going to make a move for run attack.
The Lions we're talking about.
Yes.
You're right. They're not former Patriots.
So. All right. I want to play the George Carlin talking about germs, which is fucking hilarious. You play the whole thing. After, you know, play the outro music, and we'll wish everyone a good weekend. Thank everyone for listening this week. We've had some really...
I'm buzzed up. Dude, I straight up, I feel good today.
Oh, irresponsible of you.
I know. It was all Charlie's fault, but I feel good.
Nice personal responsibility.
I was going to look up see where we ended up the week.
It was a good beer.
We had a really good week. So I guess pandemics are good for us. We're number 76 again. Well, number 138 in Canada. What the hell's going on?
If people are on vacation and not working, I mean, someone's got to pick up that slack.
Well, It's funny. When I read that Dave and Chuck post, I seriously was thinking, oh, my God, am I crazy to be doing a show? Am I risking myself by being around three people?
I don't feel like I'm picking on, but if I was the program director or the operation manager, I'd be like, can you guys please put a show out?
Yeah.
Now
I'm kind
of scrap that vacation. These are different times.
It sounds a little phony inny to not be working during this last week. This is a big week.
If you're wondering
you should be talking about this topic not every fucking second.
No, but there's a lot of angles on it, man.
And if you're wondering where Trudy went, she did Jacina out.
She's got coronavirus. Put her up another notch.
She is okay. She just had some work to do, so she just kind of bolted on us.
Was she doing her industrial thing, Joe? So where she went?
Yes, she told me she was.
Okay.
I was worried at first. I was like, are you okay? And she said, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I had to do this, that, the other, so.
Yeah, she just has a dry cough and a fever. She's fine.
And remember, we have lost a lot of our donors, unfortunately, advertisers. I know a lot of this stuff will come back, but if you are so inclined, we would appreciate it. And thanks for listening. Yep. Number 76, that's pretty badass. We're 75.
Moist, firm handshake.
Have a good weekend.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want. As long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country. Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs, why these fucking pussies? You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Take a fucking chance, bunch of goddamn pussies. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do.
Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't fuck around. They whip out the weapons, they wax the motherfucker, and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out shit. First defense, bam, into the colon you go. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time. And you know how often that happens? Tops, 2-3 times a week, tops. Maybe a little more frequently over the holidays, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else, my well-scrubbed friends. You don't always need a shower every day. Did you know that? It's overkill. Unless you work out or work outdoors, or for some reason come in intimate contact with huge amounts of filth and garbage every day, you don't always need a shower. All you really need to do is to wash the four key areas. Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth. Asshole, crotch, and teeth. In fact, you can save yourself a whole lot of time if you simply use the same brush on all four areas.